The following is a special local sports presentation on 92.1 WVTK. This is Middlebury College Panther Hockey. All season long, the Panthers play here.
Panther Hockey on the One Credit Union Radio Network is brought to you in part by LaBerge Insurance Agency, Foster Motors, Woodware, Muddyman Farms of Weybridge, the A. Johnson Lumber Company of Bristol, Desabray's Dry Cleaning and Full Service Laundromat, Cheer Chevrolet, Free Squares Cafe, Martin's Hardware of Bristol and Middlebury, Fire and Ice Restaurant, Autumn Gold Jewelry, Lathrop's Forest Products, Sanderson Ducharme Funeral Services, National Bank of Middlebury, Denneker Chevrolet, and Mike's Fuels of Bridport and Brandon.
This is Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
Well, if you are a sports fan and follow a team over the years, listening to their games on the radio or watching on television, you get attached to those teams and you follow their ups and their downs. In my mind, though, there is nothing quite like being there in person. You feel the energy, the passion, the traditions right there in the building, whatever it is, the sport you follow. You know, I've always felt that hockey arenas do that the most. There's just something about those buildings, some old, some new, that as soon as you walk in, you feel the energy right away. Well, the Chip Kenyon 85 Arena, the home of the Panthers, is one of those buildings. If you've been here and love hockey, men's or women's, you know what I mean. If you haven't had the pleasure of seeing a game in this great venue, you should add that to your list of things to do, because there are a few better places in all of college hockey to see a game than this facility. Once you walk in, you'll see championship banners everywhere, many of them belonging to the Middlebury College men's hockey team, which over the years has won 8 NESCAC championships and 3 national championships. And while there is a tremendous amount of tradition and pride in those accomplishments, those are in the past. And the 2018-2019 Panthers are trying to add to that long list of accomplishments by writing their own history and joining a lengthy list of champions. Now, the Panthers missed the playoffs last season, but this year's team is determined to change that and get back to the dance. There are 10 teams in the NESCAC Conference, 8 of them make the playoffs, and while any team wants to finish as high as possible, last year's champion, the Colby College Mules, won the title as the 6th seed. My point being here is that anything is possible once you get to the playoffs. You just have to get there to be part of it, and the 2018-2019 Middlebury Panthers are hoping to do just that. Good afternoon, everyone, from the Chip Kenyon 85 Arena. Here on the campus of Middlebury College, you are listening to Middlebury College Panther Hockey on the One Credit Union Radio Network. I am Bruce Zeman, the voice of the Panthers. Glad to be with you today as we bring you NESCAC men's hockey action featuring the Polar Bears of Bowdoin College and the Middlebury College Panthers. Want to thank you for joining us as we bring you hockey action between two NESCAC rivals. Both are looking to move up in the conference standings, and both need wins. The Bowdoin Polar Bears come into tonight's contest looking to get back in the win column, where they have not been since January 5th. They are 1-3-1 in their last 5 games and have been outscored 17-9. Their last win coming on January 5th, a 4-1 win over the Hamilton College Continentals. For the Panthers, they come into tonight's game trying to bounce back from a tough 4-3 loss last night to the Colby College Mules. Colby jumping out to a 2-0 lead before Middlebury charged back with 3 second-period goals, only to see the Mules score the last 2 goals of the game and win that contest by a score of 4-3. This is the 8th home game of the season for the Panthers, who are 6-7-1 overall. Right now, they are in 7th place in the conference standings with a record on the conference. Middlebury is 3-4-0 on the road and 3-3-1 here at home. In terms of the conference standings, keep in mind that the placements are based on conference win percentage, not points. So even though another team may have more overall wins, it is the conference win percentage that determines the standings, not points or total victories. And for the Polar Bears, it has been a bumpy start to the season. They entered the game as the NESCAC Conference's 8th-ranked team at 5-8-2 overall. Their conference record is 3-6-1. They're 2-3-1 at home and 3-5-1 on the road. Now, in terms of this afternoon's game, we've got two talented teams, but both lost last night. Bowdoin was shut out by Williams 2-0, and the Panthers dropping that game to Colby by a score of 4-3. As for which team will rebound, we'll have to wait and see how it shakes out on the ice as the puck drops in about 22 minutes later this afternoon. When we come back, we'll see what these two teams did last night and what the Panthers and Polar Bears did earlier this season when they got together. You are listening to the Sanderson Ducharme Funeral Services pregame show on Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK and on the One Credit Union Radio Network.
Family is important. And when you lose a loved one, family becomes more important than ever. Sanderson Ducharme has been there for our friends and neighbors with compassionate service during difficult times for generations. It's about the people in your life who you hold in your heart, near and dear. This message from the Sanderson Ducharme family to yours on Main Street in Middlebury, Castleton, or online at sandersonfuneralservice.com.
National Bank of Middlebury is there for you 24/7. Buying a home, sending your kids to college, or starting a new business? They're here to make it happen, helping families and businesses achieve their dreams since 1831. With offices in Middlebury, Brandon, Bristol, Hinesburg, and Vergennes, or online at nbmvt.com, or on your mobile phone, anytime, anywhere. Bank real, live real. National Bank of Middlebury. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. Equal opportunity employer.
It's chilly. You need a scarf. Village Gifts is the place. They have a great selection of scarves, both long and infinity. Warm and cozy. Fun, warm, and vibrant colors. Also, beautiful Swarovski crystal earrings and necklaces by Silver Deer. Village Gifts, Route 15 in Jericho.
Are you ready for winter's worst? The DR Factory Store in Vergennes has the new DR snowblower lineup on sale. Starting at $799.99, they've got 24 to 34-inch models packed with power. And be sure to ask about great deals on Generac portable and worry-free home standby generators. They'll keep you warm and safe all winter. The DR Factory Store, 1 Main Street in Vergennes.
When it comes to dining, you can eat or you can have a dining experience that wows your senses. And for over 10 years, Three Squares Cafe on Main Street in Vergennes has been doing just that, creating fresh and hearty creations using locally sourced ingredients to produce fare with a Vermont flavor that makes it an iconic Vermont eatery. Chef Matt and the team at Three Squares Cafe proudly serve delicious homemade products featuring locally roasted coffees, chocolates, baked goods, pastries, and fabulous homemade soups. Whether it's breakfast, lunch, or dinner at Three Squares Cafe, you're not just eating, you're experiencing gourmet local foods at their very best. Whether you're dining in their vintage dining room or having a craft beer or glass of wine on their inviting patio, Three Squares Cafe in Vergennes has it all. Gluten-free, vegetarian, and vegan options are available too. So the next time you're looking for a dining experience you want to remember and savor, check out Three Squares Cafe on Main Street in Vergennes, where they serve up casual and creative cuisine for breakfast, lunch, and dinner 7 days a week. Three Squares Cafe on Main Street in Vergennes and at threesquarescafe.com.
This is where the Panthers play. 92.1 WVTK.
And welcome back to the Chip Kenyon 85 Arena here in Middlebury, Vermont, home of the eight-time NESCAC champion, Middlebury College Panthers. You are listening to Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK and on the One Credit Union Radio Network. This is the Sanderson Ducharme Funeral Services pregame show. I am Bruce Zeman. Happy to be spending Saturday afternoon with you talking about one of my favorite subjects, and that is hockey. NESCAC hockey on the radio today as two conference rivals, the Panthers and Polar Bears, getting ready to dance here at the Chip Kenyon 85 Arena. The Panthers played here last night at the Chip as the defending NESCAC champion Colby College Mules were in town. And the Panthers spotted the Mules a two-goal lead before erupting for three unanswered goals in the second period. It gave them a short-lived lead. Jimmy McKee, Alex Heinrichs, and Camille Kachuk scored for Middlebury during that stretch. But unfortunately for the Panthers, Colby scored the last two goals of the game, including a shorthanded goal late in the second period to give Colby the win. Between the pipes for Middlebury, Brian Ketchabaugh had a busy night and played well, making 28 stops in that game. And for the Polar Bears, they also played last night, and like the Panthers, suffered a loss. They dropped a 2-0 decision to Williams on the road at the Lansing Chapman Rink down in Williamstown. No offense to discuss for Bowdoin in that game, but goaltender Alex Zafonte, who we will see again today for Bowdoin, made 31 saves. The Panthers and Polar Bears have met once already this season, back on November 17th on the road up at Watson Arena in Brunswick, Maine. And although Bowdoin jumped down to a 3-1 lead on goals by Christian Capello, Austin Ricci, and Bradley Ingersoll, the Panthers, as they have done so many times this season, stormed back to tie the game. They did so early in the third period. Zach Shapiro scored twice, and Brett Pastor added a tally for Middlebury. But at 6:40 of the third period, Graham Rutledge scored a power play goal, which turned out to be the game winner as Bowdoin slipped by the Panthers 4-3. Between the pipes, goaltender Adam Wisco, who we will see today for Middlebury, stopped 38 of 42 shots in the loss, while Eric in the win. The Panthers enter this afternoon in 7th place in the NESCAC, while the Polar Bears are in 8th. Both teams could use a win, but as we've seen when the teams take the ice, absolutely anything can happen. When we come back, we'll take a look at some stats, the keys for today's game, and the starting lineups. You're listening to the Sanderson Ducharme Funeral Services pregame show on Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK and on the One Credit Union Radio Network.
Lathrop Forest Products in Bristol specializes in land clearing and are known for clearing small building lots to many acres of forest land. At Lathrop's, they can clear land for many reasons, such as building lots, views, pasture reclamation, solar farms, and more. Lathrop Forest Products has the equipment needed for any size job, and land clearing can improve the value of your property. For all of your land clearing needs, big or small, call the experts at Lathrop Forest Products in Bristol at 453-3606.
We all have problem areas. You know, the areas that just won't respond with diet and exercise, no matter how hard you try. Bear Medical Spa Laser Center says freeze it and forget it with CoolSculpting. CoolSculpting freezes fat away without surgery or downtime and can be done in as little as 35 minutes permanently. Right now, take 20% off CoolSculpting. Get rid of those pesky love handles or that double chin. Take 20% off your treatment and freeze it away with CoolSculpting. Bear Medical Spa Laser Center, downtown Burlington. BearVT.com. Bear. For the love of skin.
For just what you need to get your projects done right, shop Martin's True Value Hardware and Radio Shack. Hi, I'm Kathleen Clark. Hey, Martin, it's fun to watch these football games. Oh, what does that mean? The striped guy has his two arms up in the air.
It means it's good for the Tigers. Looks like they're headed for another win. Keep up the winning tradition, Tigers.
For all your fall needs, shop Martin's Hardware in Bristol and Middlebury. Behind every project is a true value.
A. Johnson, they sell just wood. No fluff, no frills, just factory direct lumber. And they mill the wood right there too. Right now, stop in and ask about shiplap siding, V-joint paneling, or match pine for flooring. A. Johnson also offers a 10% discount on cash purchases, plus no minimum order. Need just one board or 10 truckloads? No problem. It's A. Johnson. That's all they do. Sell lumber. A. Johnson on Route 116 South in Bristol, online at vermontlumber.com.
When it comes to dining, you can eat or you can have a dining experience that wows your senses. And for over 10 years, Three Squares Cafe on Main Street in Vergennes has been doing just that, creating fresh and hearty creations using locally sourced ingredients to produce fare with a Vermont flavor that makes it an iconic Vermont eatery. Chef Matt and the team at Three Squares Cafe proudly serve delicious homemade products featuring locally roasted coffees, chocolates, baked goods, pastries, and fabulous homemade soups. Whether it's breakfast, lunch, or dinner at Three Squares Cafe, you're not just eating, you're experiencing gourmet local foods at their very best. Whether you're dining in their vintage dining room or having a craft beer or glass of wine on their inviting patio, Three Squares Cafe in Vergennes has it all. Gluten-free, vegetarian, and vegan options are available too. So the next time you're looking for a dining experience you want to remember and savor, check out Three Squares Cafe on Main Street in Vergennes, where they serve up casual and creative cuisine for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, 7 days a week. Three Squares Cafe on Main Street in Vergennes and at threesquarescafe.com.
Offering the finest furniture, housewares, home accessories, lighting, and bedding, Woodware is a family-owned business located just south of Middlebury on Route 7. Their family provides friendly, knowledgeable, no-pressure assistance in a laid-back atmosphere with name brands you know for quality. When you call or stop in, you're dealing with one of the owners, so you're in good hands at Woodware. Their top-quality furnishings and other items for your home are backed by a customer's always-right guaranteed. Plus, they deliver anywhere in Vermont and provide white-glove delivery service anywhere in the country. Woodware Fine Furniture, Route 7 South in Middlebury.
Now back to Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
Well, just about 13 minutes until puck drop. I want to welcome you back to the Chip Kenyon 85 Arena here on the campus of Middlebury College. You are listening to Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK. I am Bruce Zeman, and this is the Sanderson Ducharme Funeral Services pregame show on the One Credit Union Radio Network. NESCAC men's hockey action this afternoon as the Panthers get ready to tangle with their conference rivals, the Bowdoin College Polar Bears. Middlebury comes into today's game after a 4-3 loss to Colby last night here at the Chip Kenyon 85 Arena, while the Polar Bears hit the ice after being shut out last night by Williams 2-0 on the road down in Williamstown, Massachusetts. And in case you're wondering, all time, the Middlebury College Panthers hold a narrow 39-38-9 edge against the Polar Bears in the all-time series. Time for a look at a few stats and the keys for this afternoon's game. First, for the Bowdoin College Polar Bears, they come into this game at 5-8-2 overall. They're 3-6-1, good for 8th in the NESCAC. They score 2.73 goals per game, and they give up a lot of goals. They give up 4 goals per game. Their power play, 10-55 on the season, 18.2%. Their penalty kill, 43-64 on the season, 67.2%. That could be a factor today. They don't take a lot of shots on goal, 28.4 per game, and they give up a lot, 37.3. They are 2-3-1 at home and 3-5-1 on the road. The number one key for the Polar Bears in today's game, get out to an early lead. In the Panthers' last two games, the 6-3 win against Plattsburgh and last night the 4-3 loss to Colby, the Panthers have spotted the other team's leads. And at Plattsburgh, the Cardinals were up 3-1 before the Panthers exploded for 5 third-period goals. And last night, Middlebury trailed 2-0 before erupting for 3 goals to briefly take the lead in the second period. If the Polar Bears can get a lead and hold off the Panthers, they can win this game. The challenge for Bowdoin will be is that they've been outscored by 17 goals, 46-29, in periods 2 and 3. So that might be a challenge. In terms of the keys for and the stats for Middlebury today, they come into the game at 6-7-1 overall, 3-5-1 in the NESCAC, good for 7th place. They score 2.86 goals per game and give up 3. Their power play, 5-45 on the season, that's 11.1%. Their penalty kill, 46-62, operating at a 74.2% clip. 31.1 shots per game, that's what they take. They give up 33.8. They are 3-3-1 at home and 3-4-0 on the road. The key for the Panthers, very simple. The key for Bowdoin in this game is to jump out to an early lead. Conversely, the key for Middlebury is to not allow that to happen. Again, in their last two games, the Panthers have spotted both opponents' leads before putting the offense in gear and scoring some goals. You can't do that every game and expect your offense to bail you out. And just as Bowdoin has been outscored in periods 2 and 3, the Panthers have been outscored in period 1, 13-8. In periods 2 and 3, the Panthers have outscored their opponents 32-29. And if Middlebury can play even or better, take the lead after period 1, and possibly exploit the Bowdoin penalty kill, which is operating at only 67.2%, they will have a good chance to win this game. Those are tonight's keys, and now we're going to take a look at the starting lineups. First, for the Polar Bears, starting in goal from Concord, Massachusetts, number 1, sophomore Alex Zafonte. On defense, on the left side from Haverhill, Massachusetts, number 32, freshman Cam Berube. On the right side from Duxbury, Massachusetts, number 4, sophomore Colin Vanderveen. Up front, on the left side, from Walpole, Massachusetts, number 10, junior Ronnie Leston. On the right side, from Franklin, Massachusetts, number 7, senior Cody Tedesco. And at center, from Niskanset, New York, number 25, senior Chris Wallace. The Bowdoin College Polar Bears are coached by Jamie Dumont, and the assistant coach is Eric Graham. The starting lineups and the coaching staff for the Bowdoin College Polar Bears. And now the starting lineups for the Middlebury College Panthers, starting in goal today from Peterborough, Ontario, Canada. Number 1, freshman Adam Wisco. On defense, on the left side from Darien, Connecticut, number 18, freshman Brett Pastor. On the right side from Fishers, Indiana, number 68, senior Spencer Cage. Up front, the forwards at left wing from Ann Arbor, Michigan, number 37, freshman Zach Shapiro. On the right side from Clifton Park, New York, number 26, junior Mitch Allen. And at center, up the middle, from Cheshire, Connecticut, number 9, junior Owen Powers. The starting lineups for the Middlebury College Panthers. The Panthers are coached by Neil Sinclair. The assistant coach is Nick Bigaman. We'll take a break right here for the playing of the national anthems. When we come back, NESCAC men's hockey action between the Polar Bears of Bowdoin College and the Middlebury College Panthers. You are listening to the Sanderson Ducharme Funeral Services pregame show on Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK and on the One Credit Union Radio Network.
Family is important. And when you lose a loved one, family becomes more important than ever. Sanderson Ducharme has been there for our friends and neighbors with compassionate service during difficult times for generations. It's about the people in your life who you hold in your heart, near and dear. This message from the Sanderson Ducharme family to yours on Main Street in Middlebury, Castleton, or online at sandersonfuneralservice.com.
You have reservations with friends and family that you haven't seen in so long. It's going to be great to see everyone again. But then you get a text. Hey there, got stuck at the office. We'll be there in a half an hour, depending upon traffic. Okay, great. That's a long time to stand around and do nothing. Now you're faced with two options. Take your table now, order, and your friends will just have to order when they get there while you sit there with a finished plate. Or you could get your table and fill up on the bread basket until they arrive. At Fire and Ice, there's a third option. The Moose Pub. Get together with friends there or hang out in the bar until the rest of your party arrives. Fire and Ice has been the place where friends and family have gathered for generations. Don't forget, everyone loves getting a Fire and Ice gift card as a gift. And they cater for all occasions for any size group, from 50 to 1,000. Check out their menu or buy a gift card online at fireandicerestaurant.com. Fire and Ice, Seymour Street in Middlebury.
If you were to look at the label on your jacket or your shirt, I bet there's a bunch of symbols, but what do they mean? Gentle cycle, low temp drying, steel third, yield to pedestrians? It's like a whole other language. The folks at Desibray speak that laundry language fluently and have for the past 22 years. They feature same-day on-site cleaning, state-of-the-art machinery that can clean just about anything. From that favorite jacket you bought that says in big bold letters, dry clean only, to preserving wedding gowns, leather items, and rugs. The type of rug on your living room floor, not the one-off Uncle Sal's head. Trust Desibray's with your heirloom items, tablecloths, doilies, and vintage pieces. They offer free local pickup and delivery and have convenient hours with their laundromat open 7 days a week and dry cleaning services 6 days a week. Desibray's Laundry and Dry Cleaning on Exchange Street in Middlebury. Did we mention they can fold fitted sheets? Yeah, they're that good.
Celebrating 60 years in business, LaBerge equals insurance. LaBerge Insurance Agency has been helping you find the right insurance. Don't pay too much for the wrong coverage. LaBerge Insurance will get it right. Homeowners, renters, condo, auto, life, commercial, or farm insurance, call LaBerge at 388-2772. LaBerge Insurance Agency, locally owned and conveniently located at 1 Washington Street, Middlebury. LaBerge equals insurance.
It's chilly. You need a scarf. Village Gifts is the place. They have a great selection of scarves, both long and infinity. Warm and cozy. Fun, warm, and vibrant colors. Also, beautiful Swarovski crystal earrings and necklaces by Silver Deer. Village Gifts, Route 15 in Jericho.
Hi, this is John Wallace, graduate gemologist and owner of Autumn Gold in Middlebury, Vermont. Stop in and melt someone's heart. Whether you're looking for fine handcrafted jewelry, a rare gemstone, or an awesome diamond, come in and see what we have to offer. Meet our fun staff of very talented designers and goldsmiths. And remember, we do expert in-house repairs, restorations, and appraisals as well. Autumn Gold, the Earth's most beautiful gifts.
Foster Motors on Route 7 in Middlebury is the only award for excellence Chrysler dealer in Vermont. They always offer huge discounts and great leases on all Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram models. Foster Motors also has a great selection of pre-owned vehicles to choose from. If you're looking for a new or used vehicle, make sure to get to Foster Motors, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Ram. Check them out online at fostermotors.com or visit them on Route 7 in Middlebury. And remember, at Foster Motors...
A great way to start off your day is with Monument Farms hot chocolate. Just pop their signature chocolate milk in the microwave and you have instant delicious hot chocolate. Great for the kids before they head outdoors and to school. You can find all Monument Farms local products in many area stores. And if you live nearby, please stop into their popular dairy store Mondays through Fridays. Monument Farms, landmark quality from the heart of Vermont in Weybridge.
Hi, this is Paul, Vermont Field Sports in Middlebury. This year's Farmer's Almanac is calling for a cold, snowy winter, and we'd like to invite you to stop by the store and check out our full line of cold weather boots and clothing. We carry all the top name brands, including Lacrosse, Dainer, Irish Setter, High Tech, Dickies Workwear, 100% wool clothing, hats, gloves, and much more. So stop in and let our friendly staff help you find what you need to stay warm and happy this winter. Thank you and have a great day.
If it's Panther hockey, it's on WVTK, Port Henry, Ticonderoga, Middlebury, 92.1, WVTK. You're listening to Panther hockey on 92.1, WVTK.
Men's NESCAC hockey action getting ready to get underway here at the Chip Canyon 85 Arena. Welcome back. Everyone, Bruce Zeman with you, bringing you hockey action on 92.1 WVTK and on the One Credit Union Radio Network. Just about a minute from the puck drop as the Polar Bears of Bowdoin College and the Middlebury College Panthers getting ready to tangle. The Panthers coming into this game in seventh place in the NESCAC, the Polar Bears in eighth. Both teams losing last night, Middlebury dropping a tough 4-3 loss to Colby, and the Polar Bears losing to Williams down in Williamstown. So both of these teams needing a win. 10 teams in the NESCAC, 8 make the playoffs, and right now both Middlebury and Bowdoin at the bottom of the standings. So both looking forward to getting this game underway and trying to get a win here, get some points, and move up in the standings. Middlebury skating from left to right in the opening period, wearing their home white jerseys with the big blue M. The Polar Bears wearing their road blues with white numerals. They will be skating from right to left. The goaltenders are ready. The officials are ready. The broadcasters are ready. And here we go. It is Ronnie Leston taking the faceoff against Owen Powers. Won by Leston and dumped into the Middlebury zone. Owen Powers in the right corner, trying to get it out. Zach Shapiro comes to play it. Brett Pastor now for the Panthers. Back to retrieve it over to Spencer Cage. Cage in the right corner off the boards. Up to Shapiro, who sends it off the boards right in front of the Middlebury bench, waiting for his teammates to get onside, and he dumps it in. Zafonte comes out and takes the puck for Bowdoin, sends it along the boards, taken out and brought up by Albert Washko, dumps it in, taken by the Panthers' Alex Heinrichs, who sends it across to his defense partner, Connor Breen. Comes out of the zone, dumped back in. A long shot from Jack Bliss, gloved by Wisco. Sent to Tyler Capello, who brings it in up to Charlie Parsons. Parsons racing around the boards behind Zafonte. Back to the point, a shot by McKee. Locked in front by the Polar Bears defense and sent up, dumped into the Panthers zone. And the Panthers will set up behind their net. Long pass up from McKee along the right side into the Bowdoin zone in the right corner. Taken by Austin Ricci. Stolen by Michael Fahey. Fahey now circling. Long pass to McKee at the right point. A shot that goes wide. Back behind then, taken by Fahey again. Back to the point. Over to Alex Lee. Lee back to McKee. A drive by McKee. That one is wide. Comes all the way around the boards again. Taken by Caleb Perez, who skies it up and out into the Middlebury zone. Wisco will leave it for McKee, who sends a long pass into the neutral zone. It's picked up by Joey Pacini. Pacini racing into the right corner. Gives it over to Danny Tye behind the Bowdoin net. Taken away, though, by the Polar Bears. Ram Rutledge able to take the puck, dump it deep into the Middlebury zone. It's now behind Wisco. Michael Brown centers in front. He shoots and scores. behind the net. And the Polar Bears are on the board. 2:32 of the first period. The Polar Bears are on the board. An even strength goal. We'll get the official call here for you momentarily. Christian Capello, the assist to Michael Brown. So that goal at 2:32 of period one, the faceoff at center ice. Leston again against Powers, won by Leston and dumped into the Middlebury zone where it's taken by Powers in the left corner. Along the boards, Powers quickly to Mitch Allen. Powers takes a swipe at it and sends it into the Bowden zone. And that is Christian Capello, the assist to Michael Brown, the goal at 2:32 of period one. All right, so the puck now in neutral ice, brought up into the Bowden zone by Connor Breen, who dumps it in. Zach Shapiro racing in, gets it to Powers, who's alone in the left corner in the Bowden zone, dumps it back to Shapiro. It's Shapiro, Powers, and Allen for the Panthers. Sent all the way around the boards by Vanderveen, up and out into the Panther zone. Leston has it along the boards. Now taken away, neutral ice by Cole Jocelyn. Jocelyn with a drive and a save by Zafonte. So 16:19 left to play first period. It is 1-0 Bowden. Michael Fahey taking the faceoff against Bradley Ingersoll. Won by Fahey, taken by Tkachuk. Behind Zafonte, centered in front, and cleared by the Bowden defense. Here comes Bowden, 4-on-2. Racing along the side is Albert Washko, the Polar Bears' second leading scorer. Puck comes now to Jack Bliss. Sends it around the boards and taken up and out by the Panthers' Alex Lee. Lee is sending it across ice to Tkachuk. The shot gets it back to Lee above the left circle. Back to Pastor. That was partially blocked by Washko. And here come the Polar Bears getting things set up. It is Sam Topham trying to get it out. He's impeded by Trevor Turnbull. Along the boards, Patrick Ault having some problems as Danny Tye getting in the way there. And we've got a penalty. The Panthers' Trevor Turnbull in the box. And that penalty will come at 4:29 of the first period. And to Turnbull, that's a minor for hooking. All right, so the faceoff in the Middlebury zone, it is Owen Powers against Ingersoll, won by Powers, dumped back down, taken by the Polar Bears, sent back up into the zone. Bradley Ingersoll at the left point. It is Graham Rutledge at the right point. Rutledge has it now. Back to Ingersoll at the top of the circles. Ingersoll trade places. It's sent in low. Shot saved by Wisco. Bouncing around and cleared by the Panthers' defense. The puck was loose. They had an open net and they just couldn't bang it home. The puck loose again. Strong play by the Panthers' defense here as we're down to a minute five in the penalty. 14:35 to go in the period. Puck bouncing around, taken by Allen, who will sky that out. And the Panthers will get a change here. Panthers getting a change here. The Polar Bears bringing it up. It is Rutledge dumping it into the Middlebury zone where it is taken by Tommy Dunleavy. Dunleavy around back behind Wisco as they try to get set up here. Along the boards, puck is cleared out by Kamil Tkachuk. Nice job to clear that by one of the Panthers' captains. And it's bouncing around the Bowden zone. And the goalie for Bowden just tripped Matt Danner right in front of the official. And so now the Panthers will get a power play. An interference call. So 13:51 left to play in the first period. 1-0 Bowden. 20 seconds left in the initial hooking call to Trevor Turnbull. But now the Panthers will have a power play in 20 seconds. The Panthers on the season operating at 5-45, 11.1%. And so these faceoff will come in the Bowden defensive zone to the right of goaltender Alex Zafonte. So it is Mitch Allen taking the faceoff for Middlebury against Kyle Jaddetz. And it is won by Jaddetz and dumped all the way back down into the Middlebury zone. The team's playing 4-on-4 for another 5 seconds before Middlebury will get the power play. Owen Powers wasting time behind his net. Turnbull out of the box. And the Panthers now on their first power play of the game. Puck in the Panthers' defensive zone. It is sent up by Cage into the Bowden zone. Mitch Allen at the right side. It's Allen, Shapiro, Powers, Jocelyn, and Spencer Cage. Powers along the right side. And he loses the puck to Sam Topham, who quickly gets that out. Wisco out to play it. 59 seconds left in the penalty. And the Panthers getting things set up here and racing out of the zone. It is Emac Bentley. He's got Alex Heinrich and Michael Fahey with him. Taken by Heinrich behind Zafonte. Back to McKee at the right point. Over to Tkachuk, who's manning the left point. Fahey dancing at the midpoint of the circle. Over to Heinrich. Heinrich now at the top, at the bottom of the circle. A shot from Tkachuk from the just over the blue line. Puck saved by Zafonte into the left corner. Heinrich really getting worked over there by Rutledge. Comes in front. Attempted clear. They're not able to do it. And finally, they're able to get it out. A nice play by Christian Capello, the Bowden goal scorer, to get that out. And the Panthers come back again. Bentley wasting some time as he gets it in the zone, waiting for some help. He's 1-on-3 right now. The puck taken by Cage. Cage with a shot. That one is just wide. He had Zafonte going one way, but he just wasn't able to put it in the basket. And the penalty is over, and the team's back at even strength. Puck bouncing in front as Cage had sent a wrist shot in that Bentley had tried to deflect in front. And he did deflect it, but right into the glove of goaltender Alex Zafonte. 11:37 left to play first period. 1-0 Bowden. 4 shots on goal for the Polar Bears. 2 for the Panthers. The Polar Bears getting on the goal at getting on the board at 2:32 of the period. Christian Capello, his 4th of the season. The assist to number 14, Michael Brown, and number 15, Tommy Dunleavy. The goal again at 2:32. The faceoff to the right of Zafonte. And it's going to be Tyler Capello taking the faceoff against Kyle Jaddetz. And it is won by Jaddetz in his defensive zone. It is Colin Vanderveen sending it to neutral ice. Vanderveen with Alt trying to dump it in, and the Panthers sending it back out into the Bowden zone. Now a neutral ice. Jocelyn over to Parsons. Parsons has got Capello with him, a shot, and a rebound comes out to Tyler Capello, who bangs it home. Charlie Parsons with a shot that Zafonte made a save on, a kick save, but it was a big rebound, and it came over to Capello, who banged it home, and the game is tied. That goal will be at 8:57 of the first period. An even strength goal. All right, we'll get the call for you momentarily. It's Tyler Capello. The assist to Charlie Parsons is the initial indication. 8:57 of the first period. Owen Powers taking the faceoff for the Panthers. He is going to take that against Powers. And a shot that comes near Zafonte. And it's now brought up by the ice. It's brought up on the left side. Ingersoll takes a shot, saved by Wisco. It's now bouncing around back behind the net. It's in the left corner. The puck squirts out, taken by Powers. Powers has got Shapiro with him and Allen. A shot by Powers from the top of the right circle, taken by Allen, looking to center it. Breen could not hold that in. So that Middlebury goal, Capello from Parsons and Jocelyn at 8:57. The puck coming down into the Bowden zone in the right, in the left corner. Along the boards, Danner is there. Gets it back to Cage at the left point. Cage down to Pastor. The right circle, a shot that is bouncing around in front. Danner banging away at the rebound, just missed. Danner now in the left corner. Middlebury bringing some pressure here. Puck now behind Zafonte. Puck squirts out, and Cody Tedesco taking it along the boards, and he sends it around back behind his net. Caleb Perez sends it up and out, dumps it into the Middlebury zone. Tedesco racing into the left corner. Leston has it back to the point where Topham lets a shot go. That's in the left corner, deflected harmlessly around. Topham with it again, looking to center it. Topham still with it. A shot from a weird angle that goes into the near left corner. Back to the left point. Alt with a shot taken away by Brett Pastor. And the Panthers will sky that off the boards into neutral ice. Danner with a drop pass. To Bentley. A shot that goes wide. Now the Bowden Polar Bears race back in. Quick shot from the right side by Dunleavy, who's got an assist tonight. Or this afternoon. Dunleavy still with it, centering it in front. It comes in front. And Wisco will hold on, and some pushing and shoving after the whistle. 8:35 left to go. First period, 1-1. The Polar Bears and Panthers. Seven shots on goal for Bowden, five for Middlebury. Bowden getting on the board first. Christian Capello, his fourth of the year at 2:32, and then Middlebury responding. Just a fantastic goal by Tyler Capello off a great pass from Charlie Parsons and Cole Jocelyn at 8:57 to tie the game at one. This faceoff to the left of goaltender Adam Wisco. It is Tyler Capello taking the faceoff against Christian Capello. Puck comes into the Bowden zone. Back to the right point. Shot by Heinrich, saved by Zafonte, and it is cleared by the Bowden defense. Driven back in by Connor Breen, who's manning the left side. Puck comes off the boards to Michael Brown, who gets it out to Christian Capello. Puck comes into the Middlebury zone in the left corner, off a stick and into the glass. And we will have a face-off. 8:02 left to play first period. 1-1, Middlebury and Bowden. An exciting NESCAC afternoon matinee here from the Chip Kenyon 85 Arena. The Panthers looking to bounce back after a 4-3 loss to Colby yesterday, while Bowden is looking to bounce back for a 2-0 loss to Williams last night on the road. This faceoff to the right of Wisco. Bradley Ingersoll against Owen Powers, won by Powers into the left corner. Brought up and out. Shapiro has it. Shapiro's got Faye, and he scores! Shapiro, right in the middle of the right circle, lets a wrist shot go that beats Zafonte. He had Mitch Allen breaking to the net. And the Panthers have taken the lead. Zach Shapiro skated right into the middle of the right circle and let a snapshot go that just beats Zafonte. I don't know if the goaltender was distracted by Mitch Allen, who was racing to the net, but regardless, it's 2-1 Middlebury. That goal will be a 12-10 of period number one. The face-off at center. It is won by Owen Powers and driven into the Bowden zone. Quickly taken by Sam Topham, who drives it out. It's now in the Middlebury zone, right in front of the Middlebury bench. And you probably heard the whistle as the Panthers were offsides. This faceoff just outside the Bowden defensive zone. It's going to be Danny Tye taking the faceoff against Chris Wallace. One by Tye, and it comes in quickly on Zafonte, who will hold on and will get a faceoff. This time it's going to be Tye against Ronnie Leston. One by Leston, and he gets that back to Caleb Perez, the defenseman, who loses that quickly to Matt Danner. Danner along the boards gets it back to Alex Lee, who sends it over to McKee on the right point. A shot that was deflected nicely by, I believe it was Pacini, did a nice job getting that on net. McKee with another shot. And the puck bounces off the boards. Tedesco racing up now in the right circle. A shot saved by Wisco. Tedesco's got the speed for the Polar Bears. He's their leading scorer. And Tedesco taken down. So the Polar Bears get to go back on the power play here. It's going to be Jimmy McKee. Their second power play of the game. And the faceoff. And the faceoff is won by Bowden. Back to the point. It's taken by Rutledge, who's got it over to number 22, Ingersoll. Now sent into the corner. And just to confirm that McKee got a minor for tripping, that penalty coming at 13:16 of the period. And the puck sent out by Emac Bentley, and the Polar Bears have to retreat. Again, Bowden so far 0 for 1 on the power play. Middlebury 1 for 1 on the penalty kill. Brought up by Jack Bliss, dumps it into the Middlebury zone. Breen tries to get it out, but Rutledge keeps it in, and finally Breen keeps whacking at it, and it comes out into neutral ice, where it is taken by Kyle Jaditz. He's being pressured by Owen Powers. Powers loses his stick, and a long pass up to Albert Washko. Washko still has it in the right corner. He's now behind Wisco. And there's another penalty here. A holding penalty. And we'll see who this one is against. So this one is going to be against the Polar Bears. Washko with a holding penalty. That penalty will come at 14:30. And so the teams will skate it four aside for 47 seconds. The teams will skate at four aside for 47 seconds, and then Middlebury will have their second power play of the game. So the face-off to the left of Zafonte, and it is won by Ingersoll. Back to Topham, who is behind his netminder, getting things set up here. Topham, a pass over to Christian Capello. Dumped in by Patrick Ault. Teams will be at four aside for another 20 seconds, and then Middlebury will go on the power play. Dumped into the zone, it is Ault racing behind Zafonte and sending it back around to Topham, who skates up along the right side. A lengthy pass to Capello, It goes into the zone. Brett Pastor back for the Panthers to get it. Capello chasing him, and here they come. Spencer Cage bringing it up. He drops it off to Michael Fahey. They're going to say that Fahey was offsides. And we will get a whistle here. 4:42 left to play. First period, it is 2-1 Middlebury. Bowden jumping out to a 1-0 lead, and Middlebury scoring the next two goals. Tyler Capello getting his third of the year. And then Zach Shapiro a few minutes later. Shapiro getting his fifth of the year. So the face-off now right outside the Middlebury zone. It is Owen Powers taking it against Bradley Ingersoll. Won by Powers. He gets a shot right into the midsection of Zafanti, who had a tough time with that one. Jocelyn at the right point. He's got McKee at the top of the circles, and Powers on the left side. A shot that Zafanti kicks out into the right side, taken by Shapiro. Back to Jocelyn. Jocelyn to McKee. McKee over to Powers. Powers with a drive. That one goes over the top of the net. Down to 20 seconds left in the power play. But Middlebury getting some good shots, and they're going to say that that one came out. Good call by the official, who was right on the line, and it did indeed come out. So, 3:49 left to play. First period. 2-1 in favor of the Panthers. 11 shots on goal for Middlebury. 7 for Bowden. 19 seconds left on the hooking minor to Albert Washko. We have another whistle here, and we're going to say that was hit with a high stick. And so that will come back into the Polar Bears defensive zone. This one should be to the left of the sophomore goaltender Alex Zafante. And that is indeed what is going to happen here. It's going to be Michael Fahey taking it against Kyle Jaddits. And it is won by Jaddits. Back to Alt. Along the board, stolen by Bentley. And he loses that quickly to Jaddits, who has got it. He has the puck bouncing around now in neutral ice. And the penalty is over. The team's back at even strength. And out of the box, Washko gets it to Capello. The Capello for the Polar Bears, who quickly turns it over to Michael Fahey. Fahey drops it to Bentley. Bentley with a shot. It's loose in front. Bouncing around, and it is cleared by Capello, who gets that up to Austin Ricci. Ricci, skating in front of the Middlebury bench, tries to dump it in, taken by Alex Heinrichs. Now over to Connor Breen. Breen coming over the red line, over the blue line, now into the Bowden zone. It's Breen 1-on-4 into the left corner as we're down to 2:50 to play in the period. Middlebury up 2-1. Now on the right side, Trevor Turnbull in the right corner looking for someone to pass it to. Turnbull still with it. It's taken away by Ricci for Bowden, who dumps it into neutral ice. Ricci recovers it. And it's brought into the Bowden zone, quickly knocked out. And there's a penalty here. This one is going to be against the Panthers. It is going to be a tripping call. So the Polar Bear is going to go back on the power play. They're 0-2 so far. It's going to be Trevor Turnbull, a minor for tripping. 17:38, the time of the call. Both Bowden and Middlebury 0-2 on the power play so far. So this faceoff to the right of goaltender Adam Wisco. And it is going to be Owen Powers taking this against number 10, Ronnie Leston. Won by Leston, kept along the boards, but the Panthers' Powers able to sky it out. And Zafanti leaves it for Rutledge, who is going to deliberately begin skating it up. He gets it over to Tedesco, who dumps it in. It comes behind Wisco. Sent around by Breen, up and out. Rutledge with it again, now having to retreat to his defensive zone as the Panthers. Mitch Allen forechecking here, brought in by Ingersoll, dumps it into the Middlebury zone. Leston with it for Bowden along the boards, and a nice job by Allen to clear it out. 1:35 left to play first period, minute 12 left to kill in the penalty to Trevor Turnbull. The puck sent into the Middlebury zone by Ingersoll. It's now in the left corner and cleared out by Spencer Cage, and Zafonte out to play it. Zafonte leaving it for Ingersoll. Ingersoll skating between the circles in his zone over the blue line, over the red line, taken away by Tyler Capello. A nice job penalty killing there by the Panthers. Down to a minute to go in the first period. 35 seconds left to go in the penalty. Long pass up to Washko. Washko brings it in. He's going to look to drop it to Ault. Ault sends a long pass over to Cam Berube. Berube with a drive. That one is wide. It goes into the right corner. Comes around. And the Panthers, Michael Fahey racing up 1-on-4. Ault takes it now in the lower right corner in the Bowden defensive zone up to Berube. Berube sends it off the boards. Quickly taken by Allen. Still in, though. And it's taken by the Panthers. If they hurry, they've got a 2-on-1 here. Allen and Powers. Allen in the left corner. Now they get another Panther at the top of the left circle. It's Zach Shapiro. Powers has it behind the net. He centers it in front. It goes to Pastor with a drive. That one is bouncing around in front. The penalty is over. 3 seconds left. A shot comes right on goal. And some extracurriculars after the whistle. Washko giving Powers some lumber in the numbers there. And he's pretty lucky he didn't get a penalty there. He gave him a pretty good cross check right in front of the official with 1.6 seconds left. That would be a foolish penalty to take at that juncture. But luckily for him, no penalty on the play. This faceoff coming to the right of goaltender Alex Zafonte. It is going to be Owen Powers against Chris Wallace. And it is won by Wallace. It goes into the corner. And as you heard, that is the whistle. And that is it. At the end of the first period, the end of 20, 2-1 Middlebury. When we come back, we will recap the first period. You are listening to Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK and on the One Credit Union Radio Network.
The seven girls and Jeff at TikTok Jewelers attempt motivational speaking. Rachel asks, do you have finger muffin top? Maybe you need your ring size adjusted. Come into TikTok for cleaning, inspection, and ring muffin top counseling. Sophia says, I could stop shopping, but I'm no quitter. After my first diamond purchase, I was hooked. I'm Tanya, and I want to remind you that you will never hear, hey, does this jewelry make me look fat? One size fits all, and you can't lose with jewelry from TikTok. Jeff wants to help you find your true passion. He says it's most likely watches. Come have a heart-to-heart with Jeff about Tag Heuer, Oris, Tissot, and more. Christine is thinking of going on a diet. The more carats of diamonds she's wearing, the healthier she feels. Cindy says, exercise? I thought you said accessorize. Chasing diamonds is my cardio. Dandy believes you can have a well-rounded life. All you need is love, rubies, sapphires, emeralds, and diamonds. Beth says one day she'll be an old lady weighed down by all her baubles, and it will be glorious. TikTok Jewelers, downtown Burlington.
The Middlebury Snow Bowl and Reichert Nordic Center are the places to be. The conditions are great with snow making in full swing in both locations. For those of you who prefer more of an incline with a chairlift to get to your adventures, the Middlebury Snow Bowl has something for everyone. Need a brush up on your skills? Their snow school is now offering drop-in clinics on weekends at 10 and 1. For beginner to expert, skiing and boarding, must be chairlift independent, these clinics are great for you. It's just $40 for 2 hours of exploring the best the Snow Bowl has to offer. If you prefer cross-country skiing, head down the road to Reichert. They have a full range of lesson options from private to full group or a 20-minute refresher clinic. And don't worry about equipment. Both locations have rental options. The Middlebury Snow Bowl, Route 125 in Hancock. MiddleburySnowBowl.com. Reichert Nordic Center, Route 125 in Ripton. RichertNordicCenter.com.
Hello, everyone. This is Craig Lee, sales manager from Foster Motors in Middlebury. It's the Start Something New sales event. I wanted to let everyone know that I came to the realization after clearing snow off my new car inventory the other day that Foster Motors has too many new vehicles. So after a brief manager's meeting, we've decided to offer you Foster Motors employee pricing on all in-stock new vehicles. My goal? Move a bunch of new inventory and take in lots of trades. So I'm usually not too big about screaming discounts and payments over the radio, but this is big. How big? How about over $10,000 off a brand new Ram 1500 Crew Cab Bighorn? By the way, the 2019 Motor Trend Truck of the Year, and just announced the 2019 North American Truck of the Year. So I want to invite you in to take advantage of my lack of space. Employee pricing at Foster Motors from now till January 31st. Stop in and see us today to take advantage of this spectacular deal and see why at Foster Motors.
Yeah!
It's chilly. You need a scarf. Village Gifts is the place. They have a great selection of scarves, both long and infinity. Warm and cozy. Fun, warm, and vibrant colors. Also, beautiful Swarovski crystal earrings and necklaces by Silver Deer. Village Gifts, Route 15 in Jericho.
Now back to the ice for more Panther hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
Pretty exciting first period here from the Chip Kenyon 85 Arena, where after 20 minutes, the Panthers are leading Bowdoin 2-1, 14 shots on goal in that period for the Panthers, 9 for the Polar Bears. In terms of the special teams play, one of the things that we thought Middlebury was going to have to do in this game was to exploit the Bowdoin penalty kill. They have not been able to do that so far. Middlebury 0 for 2 on the power play. Bowdoin 0 for 3. But it was Bowdoin that got on the board first when Christian Capello scored at 2:32 of the period. Graham Rutledge able to take the puck. Dump it deep into the Middlebury zone. It's now behind Wisco. Michael Brown centers in front. He shoots and scores! Behind the net. And the Polar Bears are on the board. You heard that roar of the crowd there. What happened was there was some play in front, and the fans behind the net thought that it went in, but it was actually the butt end of a stick. Thomas Dunleavy getting the puck to Michael Brown, who sent it to the side of the net to Christian Capello, who was the goal scorer there. So it was Capello from Michael Brown and Thomas Dunleavy. For Capello, it was his fourth of the year, that goal coming at 2:32 of the first period. That gave Bowdoin a 1-0 lead, but as we've seen all season, the Panthers, they answer back, and when they do, it's usually in a big way. At 8:57 of the period, the Panthers, Tyler Capello, got the teams even. Trying to dump it in, and the Panthers sending it back out into the Bowdoin zone, now neutralized. Jocelyn over to Parsons. Parsons has got Capello with him, a shot, and a rebound comes out to Tyler Capello, who bangs it home. Charlie Parsons with a shot that Zafante made a save on, a kick save, but it was a big rebound, and it came over to Capello, who banged it home, and the game is tied. On that play, an awesome play, really a very, very smart play by Cole Jocelyn, getting a pass to Charlie Parsons, who took a blast that Zafante made a great save on, but he kicked out the rebound, and it was a big, juicy one, and Tyler Capello, made them pay. Capello, his third goal of the season from Charlie Parsons and Cole Jocelyn. That goal coming at 8:57 of period one. And then at 12:10 of the period, the Panthers' Zach Shapiro gave Middlebury the lead. Bradley Ingersoll against Owen Powers. Won by Powers into the left corner. Brought up and out. Shapiro has it. Shapiro's got Faye, and he scores! Shapiro, right in the middle of the right circle, lets a wrist shot go that beats Zafante. He had Mitch Allen breaking to the net. And the Panthers have taken the lead. Spencer Cage getting that play started deep in the Middlebury zone. A pass to his defense partner, Brett Pastor, who sent it up right along the right boards, right in front of the Bowdoin bench. And Shapiro broke into the zone, went into the right circle, right about the middle of the circle, and let a snapshot go that beat Zafante to the right pad. And Middlebury taking a 2-1 lead. So that goal, Shapiro from Pastor and Cage, an even strength goal coming at 12:10 of the first period, and that made it 2-1 in favor of the Panthers. Again, 14 shots on goal for Middlebury, 9 for Bowdoin. Middlebury 0-for-2 on the power play in that period. Bowden 0-for-3. But the only numbers that really matter are the big red ones above center ice. And after the first period, they say 2-1 in favor of Middlebury. When we come back, we will take a look at the NESCAC scoreboard and the Fire and Ice Restaurant out-of-town NHL scoreboard. 2-1 Middlebury at the end of the first period. You are listening to the Panther Hockey Intermission Report on 92.1 WVTK and on the One Credit Union Radio Network.
Now, a midwinter tale about a midwinter sale. There are a lot of different types of materials used to make wood stoves: cast iron, stainless steel, and soapstone. Did you know that soapstone can hold and radiate heat, and that it tolerates flames indefinitely? So it's perfect for lining the fireboxes of high-stone stoves. It's also perfect for the outside of stoves, because it polishes up beautifully and gives off gentle, even heat. Add to that state-of-the-art combustion efficiency, and then the skill of the craftsmen who assemble each high-stone stove by hand at the factory in Morrisville, Vermont, and you've got a beautiful, practical home heating appliance with a limited lifetime warranty. Gas, wood, or wood pellet fired, high stone stoves and fireplaces are available in a wide variety of sizes, colors, and stone finishes. All at midwinter sale prices at the world's largest and most experienced high stone dealer, the Chimney Sweep Fireplace Shop, Shelburne, Barrie, Plattsburgh.
Save up to $500 on new hearthstone stoves now through the end of March.
Are you ready for winter's worst? The DR Factory Store in Vergennes has the new DR snowblower lineup on sale. Starting at $799.99, they've got 24 to 34-inch models packed with power. And be sure to ask about great deals on Generac portable and worry-free home standby generators. They'll keep you warm and safe all winter. The DR Factory Store, 1 Main Street in Vergennes.
Are you considering an aesthetic procedure? Call Lumina, the medical spa with the most experience. Right now, get 15% off all injectables and body sculpting procedures, including Cool Sculpting. Call 861-0200 today. Lumina, private, professional, experienced.
Family is important. And when you lose a loved one, family becomes more important than ever. Sanderson Ducharme has been there for our friends and neighbors with compassionate service during difficult times for generations. It's about the people in your life who you hold in your heart, near and dear. This message from the Sanderson Ducharme family to yours on Main Street in Middlebury, Castleton, or online at sandersonfuneralservice.com.
National Bank of Middlebury is there for you 24/7. Buying a home, sending your kids to college, or starting a new business? They're here to make it happen, helping families and businesses achieve their dreams since 1831. With offices in Middlebury, Brandon, Bristol, Hinesburg, and Vergennes, or online at nbmvt.com, or on your mobile phone, anytime, anywhere. Bank real, live real. National Bank of Middlebury. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. Equal opportunity employer.
Now, back to Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
In between periods 1 and 2 here from the Chip Kenyon 85 Arena on the campus of Middlebury College, NESCAC afternoon hockey action on WVTK and on the One Credit Union Radio Network. 2-1 Middlebury after the first 20 minutes of play. Bowden jumping out to a 1-0 lead on a goal by Christian Capello at 2:32 of the period. And then Middlebury, as they have done so many times this season, answering right back with two goals. The Panthers' Tyler Capello getting his third goal of the season at 8:57. And then the Panthers' Zach Shapiro getting his fifth of the season. That goal coming at 12:10 of the period. And that's where we stand after the first 20 minutes of play. Taking a look at the out-of-town NESCAC scoreboard. Bunch of other games going on today. With 12:02 left to play in the third period, Amherst is leading Anna Maria with an out-of-conference game. 16:37 left to go in the third period. Williams all over Colby by a score of 4-0. At the start of the second period, Wesleyan leading Tufts 1-0. And the other game that is just underway down in Hartford, the Conn College Camels and Trinity scoreless as they begin the first period. But again, 2-1 Middlebury here at the end of the first period. Taking a look at the out-of-town National Hockey League scoreboard, the Fire and Ice Restaurant out-of-town NHL scoreboard. There are a bunch of games that are going on today. The one game that is currently a final, the Anaheim Ducks have defeated the New Jersey Devils by a score of 3-2. And some of the other games that are going on right now, 3:59 left to go in the first period. The Avalanche leading the Kings 1-0. Games that are at 7 o'clock tonight, the Senators and Blues, Jets and Stars, Rangers and Bruins, Flyers and Canadiens, Sharks and Lightning. And then at 8 o'clock, it is the Panthers and Predators. 9 o'clock, the Blue Jackets and Wild. And then late games, the Penguins out west to take on the Golden Knights. And late Canadian game, the Calgary Flames taking on the Edmonton Oilers. That game, again, out west tonight at 10 o'clock. But 2-1 Middlebury at the end of the first period. And if you live in the central Vermont area, you probably know that there is a lot of snow coming our way. And again, this game was originally supposed to be played at 4 o'clock today, but they moved that up because of the anticipated snowfall. Snowing a little bit outside the Chip Kenyon 85 Arena, but hopefully it'll be not too bad by the time this one is over so everybody can get home safely. But again, 2-1 Middlebury at the end of the first period. And when we come back, we will preview second period action. 2-1 Middlebury at the end of the first period. You are listening to the Panther Hockey Intermission Report on 92.1 WVTK and on the One Credit Union Radio Network.
You have reservations with friends and family that you haven't seen in so long. It's going to be great to see everyone again. But then you get a text. Hey there, got stuck at the office. We'll be there in a half an hour, depending upon traffic. Okay, great. That's a long time to stand around and do nothing. Now you're faced with two options. Take your table now, order, and your friends will just have to order when they get there while you sit there with a finished plate. Or you could get your table and fill up on the bread basket until they arrive. At Fire and Ice, there's a third option. The Moose Pub. Get together with friends there or hang out in the bar until the rest of your party arrives. Fire and Ice has been the place where friends and family have gathered for generations. Don't forget, everyone loves getting a Fire and Ice gift card as a gift. And they cater for all occasions for any size group, from 50 to 1,000. Check out their menu or buy a gift card online at fireandicerestaurant.com. Fire and Ice, Seymour Street in Middlebury.
Celebrating 60 years in business, LaBerge equals insurance. LaBerge Insurance Agency has been helping you find the right insurance. Don't pay too much for the wrong coverage. LaBerge Insurance will get it right. Homeowners, renters, condo, auto, life, commercial, or farm insurance, call LaBerge at 388-2772. LaBerge Insurance Agency, locally owned and conveniently located at 1 Washington Street, Middlebury. LaBerge equals insurance.
If it's Panther hockey, it's on WVTK, Port Henry, Ticonderoga, Middlebury, 92.1, WVTK. This is Panther hockey on 92.1, WVTK.
Between periods 1 and 2 here at the Chip Kenyon 85 Arena here on the campus of Middlebury College in Middlebury, Vermont. Just about 2 minutes away from second period action, and no carryover penalties or strength in terms of power plays, nothing like that going on. So again, the teams will start the beginning of the second period 5-on-5. The Bowdoin Polar Bears getting on the board first. Christian Capello, 2:32 of the first period. Michael Brown and Thomas Dunleavy assisting on that goal. And then Middlebury answering at 8:57. Tyler Capello, his third of the year, from Charlie Parson and Cole Jocelyn. Again, that goal at 8:57. Then Middlebury adding to their, or breaking the tie, I should say, gaining the lead. Zach Shapiro, his fifth of the season, from Brett Pastor and Spencer Cage at 12:10 of period one. 14 shots on goal for the Panthers, 9 for Bowdoin. And we're about a minute away from the start of the second period. The Panthers with an interesting week coming up. They're going to be taking on the Norwich University Cadets this Tuesday night at 7 o'clock here at the Chip Kenyon 85 Arena. And then next weekend, they are on the road with two games against the Conn College Camels on Friday and against the Tufts University Jumbos on Saturday. That game will be at 4 o'clock. Both of those games here on WBTK and on the One Credit Union Radio Network. And again, as I mentioned earlier in the pregame show, there are 10 teams in the NESCAC, and the top 8 make the playoffs. And so the Panthers coming into this game in 7th place and Bowdoin in 8th. And so looking ahead to those games next week, the Norwich game on Tuesday is obviously non-conference. But again, right now, Conn College in 10th place and Tufts in 9th. So hopefully for the Panthers, they can get some points on that trip next weekend, and hopefully against this game today too, against the Polar Bears and against Norwich. But those conference games, very important. So hopefully the Panthers can put this one in the win column and then do some good things next week. All right, just about ready for the start of second period action. The Panthers skating from right to left, the Polar Bears from left to right. No carryover penalties, even strength. And here we go. Owen Power is taking the faceoff for Middlebury against Kyle Jaddits. Won by Jaddits, and it is dumped into the Middlebury zone. Picked up by Brett Pastor, who sends it around the boards. Tedesco has it. Tried to get it to Jaddits at the point. It's taken by Shapiro. Shapiro had Powers breaking towards net. Nice play by Colin Vanderveen for Bowden to break that up. The puck now bouncing around in the far right corner. Back to the point. A shot that Pastor sent to the blocker side of Zafonte. And as the puck bounces around, we have another penalty. This one is going to be against Middlebury. Jaddits went flying. And one of the Panthers is headed towards the box. It looks like this is going to be Zach Shapiro. And the officials are coming together to talk about this, which usually indicates they're just making sure that it's only 2 minutes. They're still talking about it, so that's wanted to make sure that this is only a 2 minute penalty, and no indication yet that it is. So the officials are talking to the captains now, and so Zach Shapiro has been assessed a 5 minute major. Wow. It looked like so Zach Shapiro assessed a 5 minute major in a game misconduct. More on that in a second. All right, so the faceoff in the Middlebury zone, it is sent all the way down. And so what this means, hockey fans, is that the Polar Bears can score as many times as possible and that 5 minute stretch, and the man advantage or the strength does not come back to even strength until the full 5 minutes has expired. So the puck now bouncing around the Middlebury zone. Here comes Kamil Tkachuk. He takes it. Takes it away. He's got Bentley with him. A shot. And Bentley with a shot from the left circle that did not miss by much. He was looking for the top of the right corner. And he shot that, and it did not miss by much. Kamil Tkachuk and Bentley doing a nice job penalty killing there. And here come the Polar Bears. Ingersoll bringing it in. He gets it to Tedesco. Broken up by Cage. It's taken by Washko. And Bowden still not able to get it into the zone. It's taken by Danny Tye. Tries to get it out. Kept in by Jaddits. Jaddits back to Washko, who can't hold it in, and it's bouncing around. Taken around by Dunleavy. Dunleavy sends it to Washko again. In the right corner, Washko gets turned around by Cage. It's back to the point to Ault. Ault sends it to Washko in the circles. Back to Ault, a shot. And it is saved by Wisco. And he'll hold on. 17:51 left to play in the second period. 2-1 Middlebury. The Panthers attempting to kill off a 5 minute major to Zach Shapiro. Bowden 0-for-3 in the first period on the power play. And it is Jaddits kicked out of the faceoff circle here. And the faceoff is in the Middlebury zone. It's brought out. It's brought into the Bowden zone by Mitch Allen, who's wasting some time. He gets it back to Alex Heinrichs, over to Connor Breen, who will hold it and drive it back in. off the backboards. 3:05 left to go in the major to Shapiro. 17:23 left to go in the period. So that penalty assessed to Shapiro looked to me like players came together and they just hit each other. It didn't, certainly didn't look like it justified a major. However, the officials think differently. So Middlebury trying to kill this off. 3 minutes left to go in the major. 17:20 left to go, second period. 2-1 Middlebury. But again, Bowden on this major power play. Although the Panthers doing a pretty good job so far of killing this off. And it's interesting because the puck is in back into the Bowden zone, and one of the Bowden forwards, Ingersoll, taking his time getting back there, and he was beaten to the puck by Michael Fahey. So Washko bringing it in. He's got Leston with him in the right corner. Back to the point. Back to Ingersoll, who's manning the right point. Over to Washko. Washko looking to center it. It was broken up by Fahey. Ingersoll and Rutledge at the points. They tried to center it. It is broken up by Fahey and sent out of the zone. Ingersoll with it, getting things set up here as they come into the Middlebury zone. Back to Rutledge. Back to Ingersoll now to Bliss. Bliss with a shot that's blocked by McKee. And a nice clear by Danny Tighe. Down to 1:50 left to go in the penalty. 16:10 in the second period. 2-1 Middlebury. Puck bouncing around and it's at the top of the left circle. It is Ingersoll who let a shot go. That one went around and wide. It's taken by Topham. Back to Leston. And behind the Middlebury cage, Connor Breen does a nice job getting it out. And this power play for Bowden has not looked good. There does not seem to be a sense of urgency to get that set up, which, considering you've got a 5-minute man advantage, is an issue. So the Polar Bears bringing it up, and again the Panthers clear it back in. The Panthers' penalty kill on this major has been very, very good so far. It's brought into the zone. Shot on Wisco, taken by Breen. Loses it to Washko. Washko gets it over to Dunleavy, who sends it around. It's down the left corner, where it is bounced around. It is taken by Dunleavy, who gets a shot that is a save by Wisco. Jaddits has it now, taken by Breen around the boards. It comes to the left point, and Ault cannot hold it in, and it comes out. Down to 25 seconds on the major penalty to Zach Shapiro. In the right corner now, Dunleavy coming together with Tkachuk. Tkachuk gets it behind the board to McKee. McKee gets it up to Bentley, who sends it. And the Panthers are 5 minutes away, 5 seconds away from killing this off, and they've done it. The puck now in neutral ice. Here comes Kamil Tkachuk. Left circle, a shot just wide. That power play for Bowden did not look good. The Panthers now with it behind the net, centering it in front. Spencer Cage has it. He was looking to send it to Brett Pastor. Here come the Polar Bears. It's brought up by Perez. Shot. Saved by Wisco. Into the corner. It comes up and out. Emac Bentley racing along the right side with Michael Fahey. Bentley now in the far right corner. He goes down. No call. Fahey tries to center it. That is broken up by Ricci. Ricci going one-on-two against Heinrichs and Breen. Heinrichs over to Fahey, around to Breen. Breen back to Heinrichs. Skating in the right circle, a long pass to Fahey. It's now in neutral ice as it scoots back into the Panthers' defensive zone in the lower right corner. Dunleavy with Heinrichs coming together. Centered in front. A shot by Capello. That one went wide, but not by much. And the Panthers sky it up and out. And that will be icing. 13:05 left to play in the second period. 2-1 Middlebury. The Panthers successfully killing off a five-minute major to Zach Shapiro. This face-off to the right of goaltender Adam Wisko. It is Jaddits taking it against Fahey. Won by Jaddits. Back to the point to Berube. Berube sends it into the lower left corner in the Panthers' defensive zone, taken by Breen. Puck under some players now. Fahey gets it back to the point. A shot by Berube. It's loose in front. Wisko with the save. It's taken out by Jocelyn. And they're going to say Middlebury iced the puck. 12:36 left to play in this second period. 2-1 Middlebury. Four shots on goal this period for Bowden, and none for the Panthers. To this face-off, the left of Wisko. Michael Fahey chased out of the face-off circle, replaced by Jocelyn. Jocelyn is going to be scored up against Washko. Won cleanly by Jocelyn. Over to Lee, off the boards. Tries to get it to Charlie Parsons, but it comes in front to Bliss. And the Panthers are able to break that up. And here the Panthers come. Cole Jocelyn with a shot that Zafonte has an easy stop on. And that is the Panthers' first shot this period. So the face-off to the left of goaltender Alex Zafonte. It's going to be Owen Powers against Ingersoll. Won by Ingersoll. They race it up, bring it into the Middlebury zone. And it's bouncing around in front of Adam Wisko before Jimmy McKee brings it in through the zone, gets a shot, a pass to Matt Danner, who lets a shot go. That is gloved by Zafonte. Now in the left corner, the lower left corner. A wrist shot by Pastor, deflected by Topham. He almost deflected that into his own net. Sam Topham in front. He was actually screening his own goalie. And that one did not miss by much. Graham Rutledge sending it around, trying to get it out, and it's sent quickly back in by Middlebury. Taken by Topham, who gets it to Rutledge, who sends it up to Ingersoll. A long pass to Washko in the left circle. Washko is one on two, broken up by the Panthers. And they're going to say that Middlebury has iced the puck. 11:03 left to play, second period, 2-1 Middlebury. Bowden grabbed a 1-0 lead early in the first period. Middlebury responded with two goals, so it was 2-1 at the end of one. And that is where we stand, just about halfway into the second period, 11:03 to go. And Middlebury leading 2-1. Face off to the right of goaltender Adam Wisko. Danny Tye taking the face off against Austin Ricci. Won by Tye, back to Brett Pastor, who tries to get it out, not able to. Sent back around by Patrick Ault. It's now in the lower right corner in the Panthers' defensive zone. Tye looking for Trevor Turnbull, who scoots that into neutral ice as Colin Vanderveen for the Polar Bears sends it in. Ricci retrieves it. He shoots it on net. Wisko with the save. And sent up and out by the Panthers. Icing waved off. Vanderveen with it in the left circle. Sends it passed up to Ricci. Ricci has got Michael Brown with him. Cole Jocelyn bringing it into the Polar Bear zone. Comes around Jocelyn in the lower right corner in the Bowden defensive zone. He's being walled off by Berube. Back behind the net. Perez off the boards. Can't get it out, though. Kept in by Tkachuk. Perez does get it to Ricci, who brings it out into neutral ice and dumps it in as the Polar Bears will change. 9:42 left to play second period. 2-1 Middlebury. Tyler Capello and Zach Shapiro, the goal scorers for Middlebury. And Christian Capello for Bowdoin. Through the neutral zone, it is Connor Breen who brings it in over to Michael Fahey on the left side. Breen at the right side, right below the blue line. His partner is Heinrichs, and they're getting a change on defense here. So now it will be Alex Lee and Jimmy McKee on the blue line. And up front for the Panthers, it is Emac Bentley, Michael Fahey, and Camille Tkachuk. Jimmy McKee with the puck in neutral ice sends it to Tkachuk as they break into the zone. It's centered. Tkachuk looking for Lee, who was pinching. Broken up by the Polar Bears defense, and Alex Zafonte has seen enough of that. Hold on. 8:50 left to play in period number two. 2-1 Middlebury. 16 shots on goal for the Panthers. 13 for Bowdoin. Big story of this period, the Panthers successfully killing off a major penalty to Zach Shapiro, and it did not look good on that power play at all. So Middlebury able to retain their one-goal lead. The faceoff to the right of goaltender Alex Zafonte, and off the faceoff, a backhand by Mitch Allen, gloved by Zafonte, and so they'll do it again. For the Panthers, it's Owen Powers, Mitch Allen, and Matt Danner with Alex Lee and Jimmy McKee. The faceoff is won by Allen. It goes into the lower left corner in the Bowdoin defensive zone. Powers with it. Powers still has it now in the right corner. Gets it back to Danner. Danner with a cross ice pass. He was looking for Allen. It comes off the boards. Taken by Ricci, who races into the Panthers zone. Jimmy McKee sends it around. Wallace trying to hold it in. He can't do it. And it comes out and goes all the way down. And Rutledge getting things set up behind his net. He brings it out. Over to Wallace. Dumped in now to the Middlebury zone as Bowdoin changes. Jack Bliss, Albert Washko, and Bradley Ingersoll out there now. For Bowdoin. And Bowdoin had to get back as they were offsides. They're still offsides. And so we have a whistle and we'll get a face-off. This should be just outside the Middlebury defensive zone. To the left of the Middlebury bench. For the Panthers, Tyler Capello, Charlie Parsons, and Cole Jocelyn out there. And it is Brett Pastor and Spencer Cage on defense. Won by Capello. Jocelyn sends it in. Bradley Ingersoll for the Polar Bears trying to get it out. He gets that over to Patrick Ault and sent it to the Middlebury bench. We have a whistle. 7:21 left to play second period. The face-off right in front of the Middlebury bench. It is going to be Kyle Jaddits taking the face-off against Michael Fahey. Won by Fahey. Back to Breen, who drives it in to the lower left corner. Back to Fahey, who gets it to Bentley. Puck now back in the Middlebury defensive zone as it bounced around. Taken by Connor Breen. Breen with a long pass to Bentley, who breaks in. He's hauled down. The question is that going to be, and they have just assessed a penalty shot. That's a good call. Bentley hauled down. And so Emac Bentley is going to get a penalty shot here. Emac Bentley taking a long pass up from Alex Heinrichs and broke in, and he was hauled down. And so Emac Bentley is going to get a penalty shot here. get a chance to give the Middlebury Panthers a two-goal lead. One of the most exciting things in hockey, penalty shots, but we haven't seen too many over the last few seasons, so... So they're, what we're waiting for here is the official is explaining to the coach why it's a penalty shot. And so, that's what we're waiting for here. 6:52 left to play second period. 2-1 in favor of Middlebury. And so, okay, so we stand corrected there. Initially, a penalty shot was indicated, and now they've decided that it is going to be an interference penalty. Apologize for that. That was not on me. The initial call was a penalty shot. So that call is going to be Patrick Ault for Bowden, a minor for hooking. And that penalty will come at 13:10 of the period. Off the faceoff, it's back, it's loose in front. Players whacking away in front. The puck now in the lower right corner. It is back to Powers. So we'll set this up for you. It is Michael Fahey in the... And they score right off the faceoff. Michael Fahey had the puck in the left circle. Sent it back to Jimmy McKee, who wristed it home. It's a power play goal, and the Panthers are up by 2. Patrick Ault in the box for hooking. And the Panthers on shot number 20... have got a 2-goal lead. We'll get you the official call on that momentarily as soon as it gets here. The faceoff at center ice is going to be Owen Powers against Bradley Ingersoll. But the Panthers with a power play goal to grab a 2-goal lead. The puck now in the Bowden defensive zone. Jimmy McKee, the goal scorer. And the puck taken by the Polar Bears, Caleb Perez, and brought in. Sent around the boards. Taken by Owen Powers. Powers has got a 3-on-2. He's got Pastor and Danner with him as they break into the zone. Danner in the left corner. And it's sent around. Still bouncing around in the left circle. So it's McKee from Fahey and Tkachuk at 13:36 of the period. Power play goal giving Middlebury a 2-goal lead. The puck now deep in the Bowden zone in the lower left corner. It is Ault battling with Jocelyn. The puck still there. Heinrichs at the left point, keeping it in. Centers it to Capello. Broken up, though, by the Polar Bears, Christian Capello. And they bring it into the zone. It's centered. Shot, and they score! The Polar Bears the other way, answering quickly. And at 15:08 of the second period, it's 3-2. An even-strength goal. The Polar Bears, Christian Capello, quickly getting it set up and going the other way. They took a shot that Wisco made the initial save on, but then they banged it home off the right, or the left post, I should say, and in. Bradley Ingersoll getting the goal for the Polar Bears. All right, face off at center ice. It is won by Bowden, driven into the Panthers zone. Alex Lee has it, sends it around to Jimmy McKee. McKee up to Kamil Tkachuk, rather. Sent in. Emac Bentley is with Michael Fahey. Knocked out by Bowden. Sent into the Panthers zone. A shot that is bouncing around in front. It is now behind the Panther net, taken by Fahey, who skates through the left circle and skies it, looking for Bentley, who is breaking towards the net. Driven into the Panther zone, into the lower right corner. Around to Pastor. Pastor up to Allen. Allen up and out to Powers. Puck is bouncing around in the neutral zone. And we've got another penalty here. And this penalty is going to be on Matt Danner. That's a tripping minor. And that penalty will come at 16-13. Of period two. So Danner in the box for tripping. All right, so the face-off right off that is in the Middlebury zone. It's won by Owen Powers. It's sent out into neutral ice and comes back into the Bowden zone, where it is taken by Ault, who races into the Panther zone on the right side. Puck taken by Allen, who gets it over to Cage, who sends it all the way around. And it is behind goaltender Alex Zafonte. Taken by Ingersoll. Loses it to Heinrichs in neutral zone. As Middlebury sends it back to Jimmy McKee, who will skide all the way back down as we're down to 2:40 in the period. 50 seconds left in the tripping minor to Matt Danner. Puck comes into the Panther zone. It is Rutledge along the left side. Can't get it out, and McKee does a nice job again, sending it all the way back down. Jimmy McKee has had a strong game tonight, or this afternoon, rather. He's played very well. The Polar Bears offside by about 20 feet. They have to get onside. They sky it back in. As Connor Breen is going to tomahawk that out all the way back down. 15 seconds left to go in the penalty. 2 minutes to go in the second period. Here come the Polar Bears bringing it into the Panthers zone. It is sent along the boards where Spencer Cage skies it out. Taken out by Michael Brown, who brings it in. Cage again on it. Looks to send it around and not able to do so. As Cage got in the way again. Off the board, it's bouncing. Ault able to keep it in. Nice job by him to keep a bouncing puck in the zone, but the Panthers able to get it out. Jocelyn taking a pass from Charlie Parsons as the penalty is over. And Danner is out of the box. The Panthers have killed that one off. Brown brings it in. He's got Chris Wallace with him. And a shot by Brown, saved by Wisco. Down to 1 minute to go in the period. McKee around the boards to Jocelyn. Alex Lee racing in to the zone. And the Panthers get there first. A long pass over to Danner. Danner battling with Vandiver. Taken now by Christian Capello, a long pass. And they're going to say that Bowden iced that. 37.3 left to go. And an exciting second period, 3-2 Middlebury. So this faceoff will come all the way back down to the right of goaltender Zafante. And it is going to be, I believe this is Emek. It's going to be Mitch Allen taking it against Austin Ricci, won by Ricci, and he goes back to Alt. And we have a penalty here. And there's a penalty again to the Panthers. It's going to be against number 9, Owen Powers, for hooking. The faceoff is won by Leston, back to the point to Graham Rutledge, who can't hold it in. It comes back to Leston, who sends it over to Tedesco. Tedesco back to Bliss. Bliss back to Tedesco, who's manning one of the points. He sends it over to Ingersoll. Ingersoll back to Tedesco. Down to 10 seconds left in the period. Back to Topham. Puck bouncing around the zone. McKee holding it along the boards. And that'll do it. At the end of two periods of play, it is 3-2 Middlebury. And when we come back, we will recap all the exciting second period action. You are listening to Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK and on the One Credit Union Radio Network.
It's chilly. You need a scarf. Village Gifts is the place. They have a great selection of scarves, both long and infinity. Warm and cozy. Fun, warm, and vibrant colors. Also, beautiful Swarovski crystal earrings and necklaces by Silver Deer. Village Gifts, Route 15 in Jericho.
Are you ready for winter's worst? The DR Factory Store in Virgins has the new DR snowblower lineup on sale. Starting at $799.99, they've got 24 to 34-inch models packed with power. And be sure to ask about great deals on Generac portable and worry-free home standby generators. They'll keep you warm and safe all winter. The DR Factory Store, 1 Main Street in Virgins.
When it comes to dining, you can eat or you can have a dining experience that wows your senses. And for over 10 years, Three Squares Cafe on Main Street in Virgins has been doing just that, creating fresh and hearty creations using locally sourced ingredients to produce fare with a Vermont flavor that makes it an iconic Vermont eatery. Chef Matt and the team at Three Squares Cafe proudly serve delicious homemade products featuring locally roasted coffees, chocolates, baked goods, pastries, and fabulous homemade soups. Whether it's breakfast, lunch, or dinner at Three Squares Cafe, you're not just eating, you're experiencing gourmet local foods at their very best. Whether you're dining in their vintage dining room or having a craft beer or glass of wine on their inviting patio, Three Squares Cafe in Virgins has it all. Gluten-free, vegetarian, and vegan options are available too. So the next time you're looking for a dining experience you want to remember and savor, check out Three Squares Cafe on Main Street in Virgins, where they serve up casual and creative cuisine for breakfast, lunch, and dinner 7 days a week. Three Squares Cafe on Main Street in Virgins and at threesquarescafe.com.
Lathrop Forest Products in Bristol specializes in land clearing and are known for clearing small building lots to many acres of forest land. Lathrop's, they can clear land for many reasons, such as building lots, views, pasture reclamation, solar farms, and more. Lathrop Forest Products has the equipment needed for any size job, and land clearing can improve the value of your property. For all of your land clearing needs, big or small, call the experts at Lathrop Forest Products in Bristol at 453-3600.
We all have problem areas. You know, the areas that just won't respond with diet and exercise, no matter how hard you try. Bear Medical Spa Laser Center says freeze it and forget it with CoolSculpting. CoolSculpting freezes fat away without surgery or downtime and can be done in as little as 35 minutes permanently. Right now, take 20% off CoolSculpting. Get rid of those pesky love handles or that double chin. Take 20% off your treatment and freeze it away with CoolSculpting. Bear Medical Spa Laser Center, downtown Burlington. BearVT.com. Bear, for the love of skin.
If it's Panther hockey, it's on WVTK. Port Henry, Ticonderoga, Middlebury, 92.1 WVTK. You're listening to Panther hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
3-2 Middlebury. at the end of 40 minutes of play. Welcome back to the Chip Kenny 85 Arena. Bruce Zeman with you here on the One Credit Union Radio Network and 92.1 WVTK. A very exciting men's NESCAC hockey game here this afternoon. It was 2-1 Middlebury at the end of the first period. And then early in the second period, I guess not really early, 13:36 of period number two, the Panthers increased their lead from 2-1 to 3-1. The puck now in the lower right corner. It is back to Powers. So we'll set this up for you. It is Michael Fahey in the and they score right off the faceoff. Michael Fahey had the puck in the left circle. Send it back to Jimmy McKee, who wristed it home. It's a power play goal, and the Panthers are up by two. Yeah, again, right off the faceoff there was Michael Fahey and Kamil Tkachuk coming together to get the puck to Jimmy McKee, who wristed that home. And for McKee, it is his third goal of the season. It was a power play goal while Patrick Ault was in the box for the Polar Bears for hooking. So Middlebury connecting on the power play at 13:36. The goal, Jimmy McKee from Michael Fahey and Kamil Tkachuk. The goal coming at 13:36 of the period, making it 3-1 in favor of the Panthers. But then, a little under 2 minutes later, the Bowdoin Polar Bears got one back. Heinrichs at the left point, keeping it in. Centers it to Capello. Broken up, though, by the Polar Bears, Christian Capello, and they bring it into the zone. It's centered, shot, and they score! The Polar Bears the other way, answering quickly. And at 15:08 of the second period, it's 3-2. And right off that play, Michael Brown, the right winger for the Polar Bears, getting the puck to the center on that line, Christian Capello, who centered it and took the shot, I should say. He took the shot, and the rebound, the big juicy rebound, came out, and Cam Berube for the Polar Bears coming in and taking the shot and scoring. And for Berube, that is his first of the season. So that goal, the reading on that goal would be Berube from Capello and Brown, the goal coming at 15:08 of the second period. And Bowdoin cutting the deficit to one. So 3-2 at the end of the second period of play. Shots on goal in that period, there were not many. Four shots for the Panthers, a game total so far of 18. And for the Polar Bears, six, a game total so far of 15. So 18-15 in favor of Middlebury after 40 minutes of play. So again, 3-2 Middlebury at the end of the second period. When we come back, we'll take a look at the NESCAC scoreboard and the Fire and Ice Restaurant out-of-town NHL scoreboard. 3-2 Middlebury at the end of 40. You're listening to the Panther Hockey Intermission Report on 92.1 WVTK and on the One Credit Union Radio Network.
For just what you need to get your projects done right, shop Martin's True Value Hardware and Radio Shack. Hi, I'm Kathleen Clark.
Set, five, ready, five, ready. Hut, hut, hut.
Hey, Martin, it's fun to watch these football games. Oh, what does that mean? The striped guy has his two arms up in the air.
It means it's good for the Tigers. Looks like they're headed for another win. Keep up the winning tradition, Tigers.
For all your fall needs, shop Martin's Hardware in Bristol and Middlebury. Behind every project is a true value.
A. Johnson, they sell just wood. No fluff, no frills, just factory direct lumber. And they mill the wood right there too. Right now, stop in and ask about shiplap siding, V-joint paneling, or match pine for flooring. A. Johnson also offers a 10... purchases. Plus, no minimum order. Need just one board or 10 truckloads? No problem. It's A. Johnson. That's all they do. Sell lumber. A. Johnson on Route 116 South in Bristol. Online at VermontLumber.com.
When it comes to dining, you can eat or you can have a dining experience that wows your senses. And for over 10 years, Three Squares Cafe on Main Street in Vergennes has been doing just that, creating fresh and hearty creations using locally sourced ingredients to produce fare with a Vermont flavor that makes it an iconic Vermont eatery. Chef Matt and the team at Three Squares Cafe proudly serve delicious homemade products featuring locally roasted coffees, chocolates, baked goods, pastries, and fabulous homemade soups. Whether it's breakfast, lunch, or dinner at Three Squares Cafe, you're not just eating, you're experiencing gourmet local foods at their very best. Whether you're dining in their vintage dining room or having a craft beer or glass of wine on their inviting patio, Three Squares Cafe in Vergennes has it all. Gluten-free, vegetarian, and vegan options are available too. So the next time you're looking for a dining experience you want to remember and savor, check out Three Squares Cafe on Main Street in Vergennes, where they serve up casual and creative cuisine for breakfast, lunch, and dinner 7 days a week. Three Squares Cafe on Main Street in Vergennes and at threesquarescafe.com.
Offering the finest furniture, housewares, home accessories, lighting, and bedding, Woodware is a family-owned business located just south of Middlebury on Route 7. Their family provides friendly, knowledgeable, no-pressure assistance in a laid-back atmosphere with name brands you know for quality. When you call or stop in, you're dealing with one of the owners, so you're in good hands at Woodware. Their top-quality furnishings and other items for your home are backed by a customer's always-right guaranteed. Plus, they deliver anywhere in Vermont and provide white-glove delivery service anywhere in the country. Woodware Fine Furniture, Route 7 South in Middlebury.
Family is important. And when you lose a loved one, family becomes more important than ever. Sanderson Ducharme has been there for our friends and neighbors with compassionate service during difficult times for generations. It's about the people in your life who you hold in your heart near and dear. This message from the Sanderson Ducharme family to yours on Main Street in Middlebury, Castleton, or online at sandersonfuneralservice.com.
This is Panther Hockey on 92.1 WBTK.
And welcome back to the Chip Kenyon 85 Arena here on the campus of Middlebury College. 3-2 Middlebury. After 40 minutes of play, really an exciting game so far. It was 2-1 Middlebury at the end of the first period. And then in the second period, the teams exchanging goal. Jimmy McKee with a power play goal from Michael Fahey and Camille Tkachuk at 13:36 of the period. Hit McKee's third goal of the season to make it 3-1 in favor of Middlebury. And then at 15:08 of period number two, the Polar Bears, Cam Berube getting his first collegiate goal of the season. Christian Capello and Michael Brown getting the helpers on that 15:08 of the period, making it 3-2 in favor of Middlebury. So they cut the deficit 2-1. 18 shots on goal in the game so far for Middlebury, and 15 for Bowdoin. 4 for Middlebury in the period and 6 for Bowdoin in that period. So Middlebury winning that battle as well. Again, a pretty exciting game so far. Time right now to take a look at the out-of-town NESCAC scoreboard. And there are a bunch of other games that are going on today. And if you just bear with me a second here, they're having some computer issues here at the Chip Kenyon 85 Arena. So we'll get those scores for you right here. Okay, so I apologize. We're going to have to get to that in a moment because they are not able to get that for us right now. But we'll check the NHL scoreboard right now, the out-of-town NHL scoreboard. One game is a final today. The Anaheim Ducks beating the Devils 3-2. Some of the other games that are going on right now at the end of the, or with 8:47 left to play in the second period, the Colorado Avalanche all over the Los Angeles Kings 5-0. The other games that are going on tonight, the Senators and Blues, Jets and Stars, Rangers and Blues, Flyers and Canadians, Sharks and Lightning. Those games are at 7 o'clock. At 8 o'clock, it is the Panthers and Predators. At 9 o'clock, it's the Blue Jackets in the Wild. The late games, out west, the Penguins are visiting the Golden Knights, and the Flames taking on the Edmonton Oilers. The Fire and Ice Restaurant, out-of-town NHL scoreboard. We'll take a break right here. When we come back, we will see if we can get you the NESCAC schedule and also preview third period action, 3-2 Middlebury at the end of the second period. You're listening to the Panther Hockey Intermission Report on 92.1 WVTK and on the One Credit Union Radio Network.
You have reservations with friends and family that you haven't seen in so long. It's going to be great to see everyone again. But then you get a text. Hey there, got stuck at the office. We'll be there in a half an hour, depending upon traffic. Okay, great. That's a long time to stand around and do nothing. Now you're faced with two options.
Take your table now, order, and your friends will just have to order when they get there while you sit there with a finished plate. Or you could get your table and fill up on the bread basket until they arrive. At Fire and Ice, there's a third option. The Moose Pub. Get together with friends there or hang out in the bar until the rest of your party arrives. Fire and Ice has been the place where friends and family have gathered for generations. Don't forget, everyone loves getting a Fire and Ice gift card as a gift. And they cater for all occasions for any size group, from 50 to 1,000. Check out their menu or buy a gift card online at Fire and Ice. Fire and Ice, Seymour Street in Middlebury.
It's chilly. You need a scarf. Village Gifts is the place. They have a great selection of scarves, both long and infinity, warm and cozy, fun, warm, and vibrant colors. Also, beautiful Swarovski crystal earrings and necklaces by Silver Deer. Village Gifts, Route 15 in Jericho.
This is Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WBTK.
And welcome back to the Chip Kenyon 85 Arena, 3-2 Middlebury. At the end of two periods of play, the NESCAC action this afternoon between the Middlebury College Panthers and the Bowdoin College Polar Bears here on a snowy Saturday. The game today has been an exciting one. It was 2-1 Middlebury at the end of one, and it is 3-2 at the end of two periods of play. Taking a look at the NESCAC scoreboard, we're finally able to get that to you. Some of the games that are going on right now. 15-51 left to play in the third period. Wesley and all over Tufts by a score of 3-0. At the end of the first period, Conn College and Trinity are scoreless. Some of the other games that are going on here, non-conference action, Amherst beating Anna Maria 2-0. Williams doubling up Colby by a score of 6-3. And that is the only other action that is going on right now. But just about a minute and 50 seconds left from the start of the third period, a period where there is one carryover penalty going into the start of the period. Owen Powers with a minute 29 remaining on his minor coming at the end of the period. Powers a hooking minor with 31 seconds left to go in the second period. So Bowdoin looking to capitalize on this man advantage and see if they can get this game tied. Again, there were four shots on goal for the Panthers in that period, six for Bowdoin, one goal apiece, and Middlebury jumping out to a 3-1 lead before Bowdoin closed it to 1 when Cambarubi scored at 15:08 of the second period to make it 3-2 in favor of the Panthers. So the team's back out on the ice, getting ready for third period action. This period, the Panthers skating from left to right, the Polar Bears from right to left. And again, on the season, the Polar Bears power play operating at 18.2%. There have been a lot of penalties in this game for the Panthers. For Bowdoin, this is their sixth power play. They are 0 for 6. So Middlebury has been very successful killing off the penalties this afternoon. The big penalty in this game, at 38 seconds into the second period, the Panthers' Zach Shapiro given a 5-minute major and a game misconduct for hitting from behind. And so the Panthers not only having to kill that penalty, but without Zach's services for the rest of the afternoon. And Zach Shapiro, a big part of this team. He scored a goal, his fifth of the season, in the midway part of the first period. We're just about ready to go with third period action here. It is going to be Ronnie Leston taking the faceoff against Tyler Capello. It is run by Leston and dumped into the Panther zone, into the lower right corner. Cody Tedesco taking it. He's walled off by Spencer Cage. The puck comes out, though. Tedesco is able to get it to Leston, who looking to center it. No sale. Tedesco back to the point, where it is Bradley Ingersoll manning the point on this power play. Ingersoll and Rutledge manning the points on this power play for the Panthers, the penalty killers. Spencer Cage, Brett Pastor, Emac Bentley, and Camille Tkachuk. And as the Panthers send it down, Tkachuk will come off, and we will see Michael Fahey come out. Brought into the zone by Ingersoll. into the right, the lower left corner. And a nice play by the Panthers as they sky it out. And Zafonte leaves that for Ingersoll, who brings it up. Stops at the right point, sends it in on net. Sent all the way around by Danny Tai. Berube trying to hold it in. And he's not able to do that. And Connor Breen racing in the right circle. Breen breaking in. Goes to wrap it around. And Zafonte doing a nice shot with the right pad. Connor Breen deceptively quick. Short-handed. Went to wrap that around, but Zafonte quick getting the right pad out there and blocking his short-handed bit. A nice play there by Connor Breen for the Panthers. 18:40 left to play, third period. 3-2 Middlebury, 10 seconds left to go. And the hooking minor to Owen Powers that was assessed with 31 seconds left in the previous period. It is going to be Tyler Capello taking this face-off against Albert Washko. It is won by Washko, and he goes forward, but sent back in by Spencer Cage into the corner, where Berube is walled off by Capello. A pass over to Tommy Dunleavy, who dumps it in. The penalty is over, and the Panthers have killed that one off as well. So Charlie Parsons breaking in a two-on-one. He shoots. He had Jocelyn with him. A save by Zafonte. Alt bringing it up into neutral ice, taken away by Pastor. Pastor gets it up to Jocelyn, who dumps it in behind Zafonte. And they're now in the lower right corner. Alt with it. And the puck bouncing around. A shot by Fahey. Deflected off a stick. It's still in the lower left corner. Jocelyn looking for someone to pass it to. Gets it back to Lee at the point. Over to McKee, who sends a wrist shot wide. Alex Lee taking it for the Panthers along the boards. In the left corner, it comes off to Washko. He gets it and loses it to Fahey. Fahey gets it over to McKee at the top of the right circle. A drive saved by Zafonte. And the Panthers not able to keep that in. Brought back in by Fahey, and they'll say he was offsides, and so we have a whistle. 17:13 left to play, third period, 3-2 Middlebury. 21 shots on goal for the Panthers, 15 for Bowden. But again, Middlebury up by one. Face off just outside the Polar Bears defensive zone. And the puck is, or the face off is won by Danner. It comes back. And Powers drives it back in. It's taken, though, by Topham, who brings it up and out, sends it into the Panthers zone. Retrieved by Breen. Over to Allen. Allen with a pass to Danner, who skates right over the red line and dumps it in into the left corner. Taken by Powers. Powers and Topham coming together. Skied out by Michael Brown. Puck now in neutral ice. Taken by Allen. He gets it over to Breen, who dumps it in. Caleb Perez with a long pass into the Panthers zone. Comes back out and is sent into the Polar Bears zone, and that is going to be an icing. So we will bring it back into the Panthers defensive zone. This one should be to the left of goaltender Adam Wisco. Who has stopped 13 of the 15 shots that he has seen today. Capello chased out of the faceoff circle. Ty replaces him. By Bowden, a shot that comes back. It was less than taking the faceoff. Hard to see the numbers when they're folded like that. Puck now in the Bowden zone along the right wall. It's taken out by Joey Pacini. Cheney battling for the puck with Keenan Murray. Danny Tai with it. Tai still has it in the right corner. He goes behind the net. He will leave it for Spencer Cage, who pinches in. Murray has it for Bowden. And he sends it up into the Panther zone. Now in the right corner in the Panther zone, it comes behind Adam Wisco. And Spencer Cage racing up along the right side, a long pass. Emac Bentley in the left corner in the Bowden zone. He's bottled up along the boards by Alt. Over to McKee, a shot kick save by Zafonte. Taken out by Rutledge. Washko has it over to Ingersoll. At the right circle, a shot. That one is wide. Down to 15 minutes left to play in the third period. 3-2 Middlebury. Puck comes to neutral ice. It's taken by Emac Bentley, who dumps it in as the Panthers will get a change here. Alt back to get it behind his goaltender Zafonte. He gets it to Ingersoll. Ingersoll skating in front of the Panther bench. Now and he's in the lower right corner, broken up by Jocelyn. Jocelyn looking for Parsons. A little too far for him. Taken by Topham, who loses the puck to Jocelyn. Jocelyn has got Parsons with him. Shot saved by Zafonte, and he scores! Zafonte made the save, and it bounced off his shoulder into the net. Cole Jocelyn setting up a marvelous play. Hard work by the Panthers, and they've again got a two-goal lead. The Panthers, Cole Jocelyn, rapidly becoming one of the best playmakers on the team, doing a nice job getting that pass on net. Or in the direction of the net, I should say. And the Panthers scoring to make it 4-2. The goal at 5:36 of the period. And Middlebury getting on the board. Charlie Parsons from Jocelyn at 5:36. The faceoff at center ice dumped into the Bowden zone and sent out by Christian Capello. Connor Breen sends a pass up to Owen Powers. We have a whistle here, and they'll get a change. So let's set this up for you here. Jimmy McKee out there with Alex Lee on defense. It is Camille Tkachuk, Michael Fahey, and Emac Bentley for the Panthers. For Bowden, it's Tommy Dunleavy, Christian Capello, and Michael Brown with Keenan Murray and Colin Vanderveen. And Capello, the Polar Bears Capello, kicked out of the faceoff circle. The faceoff is won by Fahey. So that goal at 5:36, Parsons from Jocelyn. For Parsons, that is his second goal of the season. And Middlebury regaining a two-goal lead. The puck now bouncing around in the Panthers' defensive zone right off the faceoff. And we'll see what we have here. The referee indicating something at center ice. Okay, they're indicating a penalty shot. I guess they're going to say one of the Panthers closed their hand on the puck in the crease. And so Tommy Dunleavy, apparently, we say apparently because this call was made earlier and then it was turned over. And it does look. Okay, so it is going to be Tommy Dunleavy taking a penalty shot on Wisco. Here he comes. Dunleavy deeks left. He's in the left circle. He shoots. And Wisco made the saves, and it goes in. He made the save, and then it trickled between his pads, and it's 4-3. So 13-17 remaining in the period. The Polar Bears are now within one. That goal is going to be at 6:43 of the period. Thomas Dunleavy with the goal there, scoring on the penalty shot. And the officials are now discussing something else. And for Dunleavy, that is his first of the season. All right, the face-off at center ice. It is going to be Owen Powers taking it against Kyle Jaddetz. Won by Jaddetz. He sends it over to Perez. Perez dumps it in around the boards. Spencer Cage racing into the corner with Wallace, the lower right corner in the Panthers' defensive zone. Taken back by Wallace. Puck bouncing. Kept at the left point by Perez. A shot from Van Der Veen back at the right point. And the Panthers aren't able to get it out. It's sent in by Ricci. Ricci loses it to Spencer Cage, who races up right in front of the Bowden bench. Dumps in it as the Panthers will get a change here. 12:37 left to play third period. 4-3 Middlebury. Ricci racing in along the right side. Skating in along the right side, I should say. Taken by Connor Breen, who breaks that up. The puck now in front of the Middlebury bench is taken by Leston, who is held off the puck by Cage. Sent around. Back to the point. It is Rutledge with a drive that is blocked by one of the Panthers. Another shot that is blocked by Cage. It comes back to Rutledge at the point. At the right point, skied out by the Panthers, who will get a change here if they can. And Kamil Tkachuk off the bench taking the puck away. From the Polar Bears, Cody Tedesco. And now, racing into the Panther zone on the right side, it is Albert Waschka who blows out a wheel. He goes down the puck into neutral ice, and the Polar Bears have to retreat, taken away by Michael Fahey. Fahey has got Bentley with him. Bentley in the left corner. Taken along the wall, it is Christian Capello. Sends a long pass over to Tedesco. Jimmy McKee has the puck and he sends it into the Bowden zone. And Danner in there on him quickly, and we get a whistle. And this faceoff is to the left of goaltender Alex Zafonte. It's going to be Powers taking it against Capello. Shot by Powers over the net in the left corner. Taken by Van Der Veen off the back of the net. Now in front of the Bowden bench. Retrieved by Heinrichs. Sent in by Powers. He's got it. A shot. He went upstairs. It's loose in front. And they score! Powers with the shot. And I believe that was Mitch Allen on the rebound. 5-3 Middlebury. 9:13 to the period. The Panthers regain their two-goal lead. Owen Powers breaking in on the right side with a shot that hit Zafonte up high. It was bouncing around. And again, I believe it was Mitch Allen getting the rebound and putting that home. We'll have to wait and see. Get the official score there. And right now the official call, at least at the moment, is Mitch Allen. Which, if that is correct, it is his first goal of the season from Owen Powers at 9:13. The faceoff at center ice, Tyler Capello against Bradley Ingersoll. Won by Capello, dumped into the Bowden zone behind Zafonte. Jack Bliss dumping it in to the left of goaltender Adam Wisko. Charlie Parsons sending it along the boards. In the right corner now, it is taken by Brett Pastor. They try to center it in front. It's bouncing around. Shot saved by Wisko. And a whole bunch of extracurricular activity there. So again, that is Allen. It is his first goal of the season. The assist to Owen Powers, who picks up assist number 4 on the year, his 9th point. That goal at 9:13 of the period, making it 5-3 in favor of the Panthers. And now the officials are talking to Panthers captain Kamil Tkachuk. I guess presumably why the faceoff is where it is. It's to the right of Wisko. It is won by the Panthers. Michael Fahey won that faceoff, and the puck now coming into neutral ice. It's taken by Jimmy McKee. He's got Michael Fahey with him, and the Panthers are offsides. 26 shots on goal in the game so far for Middlebury, 18 for Bowden. And just to recap the game, if you're just joining us, it was 2-1 Middlebury at the end of one. It was 3-2 Middlebury at the end of two. And in this period so far, 2 goals for the Panthers, 1 for Bowden, 5-3 as we hit the 10-minute mark of the third period. Puck now deep in the Bowden zone in the lower right corner. Comes out. The Polar Bears have a 2-on-1 here. It is Washko racing in. He had Leston with him. A shot saved by Wisko, loose in front. And another save by Wisko, and he holds on. Adam Wisko flashing the leather there, making a couple of stops to keep the Middlebury advantage at 2. Middlebury with 8 shots on goal this period, Bowden with 5. The faceoff to the right of Wisko, it is going to be Tyler Capello taking it against Leston. And Capello, who's done a pretty good job on faceoffs, the Panthers' Capello, wins another one. Puck bouncing around at the top of the right point, dumped back in by Leston, and it comes around the boards. And Washko looking to center it to Berube, who has a goal today. Cam Berube for the Polar Bears getting his first of the season near the end of the second period. The puck now bouncing around the Polar Bears defensive zone. Berube with a long pass to Leston sent in as we hit 9 minutes to go in period 3. The Panthers up by 2. And the puck still at the top of the right point. A whole bunch of players together. Just right in front of the Middlebury bench. And the puck finally squirts out. Dunleavy battling with Heinrichs. And the pass comes up. It is taken by Bentley. On the right boards, battling with Perez. A shot from Pastor at the point. A wrist shot comes back to Cage. Cage looking to get it to Bentley in front. And the Polar Bears finally able to get it out and get a partial change here. Kamil Tkachuk with the puck for Middlebury sends it into the corner to Bentley, who sends it around the boards as we're down to 8 minutes to go in the period, and the Panthers up by 2. Patrick Gault with the puck for Bowden, skating through the neutral zone over the red line, dumping it in. Wisko out to play it. Puck still in the Panther zone. It is finally brought out by Brett Pastor, who gets it over to Mitch Allen. They dump it in. Puck still bouncing around, though. This time it is taken by number 20, Austin Ricci. Now dumped into the Middlebury zone. It comes to the right point, but the Polar Bears not able to hold it in. And a cross-ice pass. Puck now neutralized, taken by Owen Powers. gets it to Charlie Parsons. They've got a two-on-one if they hurry. Parsons with Danner, broken up by Bliss. Sends it over to Ricci. Puck down the Panthers zone, 6:50 to go. Third period, and the Panthers in no hurry here. Breen behind Wisco. He leaves it for Heinrichs. Up to Jocelyn, who gets it up to Capello. A shot that is wide. Jocelyn now in the zone in the lower far side left corner. Here comes Washko. Washko has got Tedesco with him. And Capello. And they are offsides. 6:25 left to play third period. 5-3 in favor of the Panthers. This faceoff coming outside the Middlebury defensive zone. And we have a whistle here, another whistle here. So it's going to be Emac Bentley taking the faceoff against Kyle Jaddits. Won by Jaddits and driven into the Middlebury zone. The puck now in the lower left corner. Near side left corner, I should say. Brought up by Michael Fahey. Sends it over to Bentley. Bentley has got Fahey breaking towards the net. Bounces just wide into the far side left corner in the Bowden zone. Bowden's Rutledge gets it up to Berube, who dumps it into the Panther zone. Bounces in front of Wisco, taken by Breen. Breen deliberately taking his time getting that set up. Sends it back to Heinrichs, back to Breen, and Breen has sent it off the boards. A long pass to Joey Pacini. Pacini in the lower right corner to Danny Tai. Down to 5:20 left to go in the third period. 5-3 Middlebury. The puck taken by Dunleavy. Dunleavy to Brown. Brown racing over the right point, over the blue line on the right side. It's broken up by Cage, who gets the puck to Pacini. Knocked back in by Bowden. Brown in the lower right corner. He loses it to Cage, and it's brought up by the Panthers. Pacini dumps it in, and that's retrieved by Ty in the far side left corner. Now to Powers. Powers 1-on-3 as the Panthers are getting a change here. Powers waiting for some help. And we have a penalty on the Panthers' Matt Danner here. And Danner going to sit for 2 minutes for high sticking. So the Polar Bears with an opportunity to get back within one. Bowden so far this afternoon 0-for-7 on the power play, which has definitely hurt them as the Panthers have given him the opportunity to get back in this game, and they have not been able to capitalize. Really kind of a disparate amount of penalties here. Bowden 0-for-8 on the power play. Middlebury 0-for-2. Excuse me, 1-for-3 on the power play. As Jimmy McKee scored a power play goal earlier in this game, so Panthers 1-for-3 on the power play. The faceoff won by Bowden back to Ingersoll. At the left point, he shoots. It's blocked by Powers. And Mitch Allen was a second away from being off to the races there. But the puck sent back in, and Allen skies it off the boards. And here comes Owen Powers. He's got Ingersoll back. Powers to the center. Shoots. Shot and a big save by Zafonte. And there's a whistle, and pretty much everyone on the ice is wondering why. He went to leave it for his defenseman. Instead, there's a whistle, which the Panthers will take. That actually benefits them. This faceoff to the left of Zafonte. Emac Bentley taking the faceoff, and it is won by Ronnie Leston, who took the faceoff for Bowden. Back to Rutledge. Rutledge skating deliberately over the blue line. And it's sent right back in by Kamil Tkachuk. Zafonte leaves it for Ingersoll. Passes the puck cross ice to Bliss, who sends it in all the way around, where it's taken by Spencer Cage. And we have a whistle here. 3:40 left to play third period. 55 seconds left in the high-sticking penalty to Matt Danner. This faceoff will come to the left of goaltender Adam Wisko, who's played well today, stopping 17 of the 20 shots he has seen, while the Polar Bears' Zafonte has taken 28 shots and stopped 23 of them. And so here's the faceoff, and it is won by the Panthers. It was taken by Jaddits. He lost that face-off to Tyler Capello. And brought in by Washko. Now in the right corner on the far side in the Panthers' defensive zone. Puck scoots out, taken by Breen, who will sky that all the way down. And I'll say this, the Panthers' penalty kill has been excellent today. Zafonte leaving it for Ault. Ault, a quick pass up to Washko. Washko sending a pass that deflected off a stick and into the Bowden bench. So we'll get a whistle. Exactly 3 minutes to go, third period. Middlebury up by two. 5-3 as a faceoff back at center ice. The Panthers getting two goals this period. Charlie Parsons, his second of the season, and Mitch Atten for the Panthers and giving them the two-goal lead. Panthers trying to kill off this latest penalty. Matt Danner in the box for high sticking. It comes to the point. A shot from Topham is deflected wide. Danner out of the box and on the ice. And we get a whistle here as the puck went into the Middlebury bench this time. So down to 2:39 left to play in the third period. And as you might have surmised, probably at some point you're going to see the Polar Bears pull their goalie and try to get closer in this game. Jack Bliss taking the faceoff now against Michael Fahey, won by Fahey and sent back into the Panthers' defensive zone. Connor Breen with the puck for the Panthers loses it and it comes back to the point where Topham gets a shot off and Austin Ricci trying to deflect that. It's in the corner. It's bouncing around, now back behind Wisko. And it's centered in front. Ricci was on the doorstep there, but nice play by the Panthers to break that up. Emac Bentley racing into the Polar Bears defensive zone on the right side. The puck comes back. Breen has it. Takes a shot from right between the circles. And the Polar Bears have pulled their netminder, so they have an extra skater. And the Panthers are doing a heck of a job of keeping it in the zone. Emac Bentley with some strong work there. Leston bringing it up and in over to Breen. Breen has it, and he will sky that out. Taken by Ault. The puck comes into the Panthers' zone, and Breen will send it out again off an official. But the Polar Bears trying to get this in and set up here, so they have some time to set up a play. The puck behind Wisko right now. Comes out to the left side. Taken by Rutledge. Just loose in front. Bouncing around. And Wisko has seen enough. He will hold on. And we will get a faceoff. 1:16 left to play. Third period. 5-3 Middlebury. 28 shots on goal for the Panthers. 21 for the Polar Bears. Both of these teams losing yesterday. Middlebury to Colby, 4-3, and Bowdoin to Williams, 2-0. And so both of these teams looking to get back on the winning side of the ledger. And so with the netminder pulled, the Polar Bears will have an extra skater out there, barring any other penalties before the end of the game. And they'll have that extra man to see if they can get this game a little bit closer. They trail by 2 with a minute 16 left to go in the game. We'll recap this for you. It was 2-1 Middlebury at the end of the first period for the Panthers. Tyler Capello getting his third of the season at 8:57. Zach Shapiro getting his fifth of the season at 12:10. So 2-1 Middlebury at the end of one. At the end of two, it was 3-2 Middlebury. In that period, Jiffy scoring a power play goal at 13:36. The Middlebury goal in that period, making it 3-2 at the end of two. And then in this period, Middlebury with two goals sandwiched around Bowden's one. It was Charlie Parsons getting his second of the season at 5:36. And then we had Mitch Allen also lighting the lamp for the Panthers. And for Allen, this is his first of the season. The assist on that goal to Owen Powers. That goal coming at 9:13 of the period, making it 5-3. And that is where we stand right now. But for Bowdoin, they are running out of time to get the equalizer. They've got the extra skater out there. And down to a minute 16. This face-off to the right of goaltender Adam Wisko, who's played well today. It's going to be Ronnie Leston taking the face-off against Powers, won by Leston. Right off the face-off, a shot by Tommy Dunleavy, which goes wide. The Panthers getting the puck to Owen Powers, who sends it off the boards. And it skates up and down. And the Panthers have iced the puck with exactly 1 minute remaining in this period. 28 shots on goal for Middlebury, 21 for Bowdoin. For Middlebury, 10 in this period. And for Bowdoin, 6. This faceoff coming back, this time to the left of goaltender Adam Wisko. Owen Powers again lining up against Ronnie Leston. One again by Leston. Back to Rutledge. A shot blocked by Tkachuk. Bouncing up and out. And it is Rutledge sending a long pass over to Ault. Through neutral ice into the zone in the left corner. It is Brown. He loses that battle to Mitch Allen, who skies it up off the boards. And it's sent back in by Ault. A shot saved by Wisko, and they score! Bowdoin has apparently scored the fourth goal of this game. We'll wait and see here. The officials are talking about this. We'll wait and see if the indication on the ice is that a goal has been scored, but the officials immediately went to center ice and are talking about this. So we'll see. A couple of things could cause this. Either goaltender interference, someone in the crease. We'll wait and see. The players all gathered around. We'll see what the indication is here. If the goal does stand, it will come at 19:29 of the third period. That'd be goal number 4 for Bowdoin. If it stands, again, that's the big if. The officials are having a lengthy discussion at center ice. And so we'll see what happens, what the outcome of this is. But again, Bowdoin hanging around here. And the goal has been waved off. As soon as the puck went in, the Panthers goaltender Adam Wisko, who is not really known for being like very vocal with the officials or on the ice, immediately gestured to the official that he was either interfered with or something had happened. And so even though they indicated the goal right away, the officials immediately gathered at center ice to talk about it, and the goal was disallowed. And so the Polar Bears coach, Jamie Dumont, is having an animated conversation with the official. But again, barring another change, that goal has been disallowed. And so, okay, and so that apparently is how things are going to stand. So the faceoff will come outside the Middlebury zone. Ronnie Leston taking it against Owen Powers. The Bowden net is still empty. And the puck bouncing around neutral ice. Patrick Ault with it. Back to Ingersoll. They dump it in the zone. Wisco out to play it. He'll send it all the way around. It comes back to the point. Camille Tkachuk breaking that up. Here comes Mitch Allen. Allen racing in. He's going to score an empty netter. Mitch Allen scoring his second of the game and second of the season, coming at 19:52 of the period. And it's 6-3 Middlebury. And right after the goal was scored, there's a penalty. A penalty was assessed to Bowden. I'm going to assume that it was unsportsmanlike conduct. And barring one of the most miraculous comebacks in hockey history, the Panthers are going to win this game. So Allen, his second of the game, unassisted at 19:52 of the period. And as mentioned, Graham Rutledge, a 10-minute misconduct coming at the end of the game there. He shot the puck around the boards after Allen had scored there. And so that is going to do it. The final score from the Chip Kenyon 85 Arena. The Middlebury Panthers double the Bowdoin College Polar Bears, 6-3. We'll come back to talk about it right after this. You're listening to Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK and on the One Credit Union Radio Network.
If you were to look at the label on your jacket or your shirt, I bet there's a bunch of symbols, but what do they mean? Gentle cycle, low temp drying, steel third, yield to pedestrians? It's like a whole other language. The folks at Desibray speak that laundry language fluently and have for the past 22 years. They feature same-day on-site cleaning, state-of-the-art machinery that can clean just about anything. From that favorite jacket you bought that says in big, bold letters, dry clean only, to preserving wedding gowns, leather items, and rugs. The type of rug on your living room floor, not the one-off Uncle Sal's head. Trust Desibray's with your heirloom items, tablecloths, doilies, and vintage pieces. They offer free local pickup and delivery and have convenient hours with their laundromat open 7 days a week and dry cleaning services 6 days a week. Desibray's Laundry and Dry Cleaning on Exchange Street in Middlebury. Did we mention they can fold fitted sheets? Yeah, they're that good.
Celebrating 60 years in business, LaBerge equals insurance. LaBerge Insurance Agency has been helping you find the right insurance. Don't pay too much for the wrong coverage. LaBerge Insurance will get it right. Homeowners, renters, condo, auto, life, commercial, or farm insurance, call LaBerge at 388-2772. LaBerge Insurance Agency, locally owned and conveniently located at 1 Washington Street, Middlebury. LaBerge equals insurance.
Hi, this is John Wallace, graduate gemologist and owner of Autumn Gold in Middlebury, Vermont. Stop in and melt someone's heart. Whether you're looking for fine handcrafted jewelry, a rare gemstone, or an awesome diamond, come in and see what we have to offer. Meet our fun staff of very talented designers and goldsmiths. And remember, we do expert in-house repairs, restorations, and appraisals as well. Autumn Gold, the Earth's most beautiful gifts.
Foster Motors on Route 7 in Middlebury is the only award for excellence Chrysler dealer in Vermont. They always offer huge discounts. Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram models. Foster Motors also has a great selection of pre-owned vehicles to choose from. If you're looking for a new or used vehicle, make sure to get to Foster Motors, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Ram. Check them out online at fostermotors.com or visit them on Route 7 in Middlebury. And remember, at Foster Motors...
A great way to start off your day is with Monument Farms hot chocolate. Just pop their signature chocolate milk in the microwave and you have instant delicious hot chocolate. Great for the kids before they head outdoors and to school. You can find all Monument Farms local products in many area stores. And if you live nearby, please stop into their popular dairy store Mondays through Fridays. Monument Farms, landmark quality from the heart of Vermont in Weybridge.
If it's Panther hockey, it's on WVTK, Port Henry, Ticonderoga, Middlebury, 92.1, WVTK. This is where the Panthers play, 92.1, WVTK.
6-3 Middlebury, the final from the Chip Canyon 85 Arena. Welcome back. This is the Three Squares Cafe postgame show on 92.1 WVTK and on the One Credit Union Radio Network. Bruce Seaman with you as the Panthers have gone 1-1 this weekend after losing to Colby yesterday 4-3. They come back with a great effort and beat the Bowdoin College Polar Bears by a score of 6-3. To recap the game, Bowdoin getting on the board first. 8:57 of the first period, Christian Capello getting on the board for the Polar Bears. It was his fourth of the season. Michael Brown and Thomas Dunleavy on the assist. The goal coming at 2:32 of the first period. And then Middlebury answering on the Panthers. Tyler Capello getting his third of the season from Charlie Parsons and Cole Jocelyn. That goal coming at 8:57 of the period, making it 1-1. And then at 12:10 of the period, Zach Shapiro scoring his fifth of the season from Brett Pastor and Spencer Cage. That goal coming at 12:10 of the period, making it 2-1 Middlebury at the end of the first period. In the second period, the teams traded goals. The Panthers' Jimmy McKee scoring his third of the season from Michael Fahey and Camille Kachuk at 13:36 of the period, making it 3-1 in favor of Middlebury. And then for the Polar Bears, Cam Berube getting his first of the season. Michael Brown and Christian Capello getting the assists on that one. 3-2 Middlebury at the end of two periods of play. And in the third period, Middlebury lighting the lamp three different times. 5:36 of the period, that's when Charlie Parsons made it 4-2. Parsons, a little too far for him. Taken by Topham, who loses the puck to... Jocelyn has got Parsons with him. Shot saved by Zafonte, and he scores! Zafonte made the save, and it bounced off his shoulder into the net. Cole Jocelyn setting up a marvelous play. Hard work by the Panthers, and they've again got a two-goal lead. Cole Jocelyn getting that over to Parsons, who buried it. Jocelyn with a shot. It hit Zafonte high. Bouncing around, and Charlie Parsons banging in the rebound. His second of the year coming at 5:36 of the period, making it 4-2 in favor of the Panthers. But as you would expect, the Polar Bears did not go away quietly. And at 6:43 of the period, it was the Polar Bears' Tommy Dunleavy scoring on a penalty shot. Okay, so it is going to be Tommy Dunleavy taking a penalty shot on Wisco. Here he comes. Dunleavy deeks left. He's in the left circle. He shoots. And Wisco made the saves, and it goes in. He made the save, and then it trickled between his pads, and it's 4-3. On that penalty shot, Dunleavy skated a pretty hard snapshot that Wisco thought he had, but it trickled through the wickets. And so Bowdoin scoring there at 6:43 of the period, obviously a penalty shot. It was unassisted, but that made it 4-3. But then at 9:13 of the period, the Panthers' Mitch Allen restored the two-goal lead. Taken by Vanderveen off the back of the net. Now in front of the Bowdoin bench, retrieved by Heinrichs. Sent in by Powers. He's got it. A shot. He went upstairs. It's loose in front, and they score! Powers with the shot, and I believe that was Mitch Allen on the rebound.
5-3 Middlebury. 9:13 to the period. The Panthers regain their 2-goal lead. Mitch Allen in front there banging home the rebound. That made it 5-3 as the Panthers regained their 2-goal lead. And then at 19:52 of the period, it was Allen getting his second of the game. It was an empty net goal, the assist to Kamil Tkachuk, and that made it 6-3, which was the final. So the final score from the Chip Kenyon 85 Arena, 6-3 in favor of the Middlebury College Panthers. When we come back, we'll take a look at the game's three scars as Middlebury has won this game 6-3. You are listening to the Three Squares Cafe postgame show on Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK and on the One Credit Union Radio Network.
When it comes to dining, you can eat or you can have a dining experience that wows your senses. And for over 10 years, Three Squares Cafe on Main Street in Vergennes has been doing just that, creating fresh and hearty creations using locally sourced ingredients to produce fare with a Vermont flavor that makes it an iconic Vermont eatery. Chef Matt and the team at Three Squares Cafe proudly serve delicious homemade products featuring locally roasted coffees, chocolates, baked goods, pastries, and fabulous homemade soups. Whether it's breakfast, lunch, or dinner at Three Squares Cafe, you're not just eating, you're experiencing gourmet local foods at their very best. Whether you're dining in their vintage dining room or having a craft beer or glass of wine on their inviting patio, Three Squares Cafe in Vergennes has it all. Gluten-free, vegetarian, and vegan options are available too. So the next time you're looking for a dining experience you want to remember and savor, check out Three Squares Cafe on Main Street in Vergennes, where they serve up casual and creative cuisine for breakfast, lunch, and dinner 7 days a week. Three Squares Cafe on Main Street in Vergennes and at threesquarescafe.com.
Hi, this is Paul from Montfield Sports in Middlebury. This year's Farmer's Almanac is calling for a cold, snowy winter, and we'd like to invite you to stop by the store and check out our full line of cold weather boots and clothing. We carry all the top name brands, including Lacrosse, Dainer, Irish Setter, High Tech, Dickies Workwear, 100% wool clothing, hats, gloves, and much more. So stop in and let our friendly staff help you find what you need to stay warm and happy this winter. Thank you and have a great day.
Hello everyone, this is Craig Lee, sales manager from Foster Motors in Middlebury. It's the Start Something New sales event. I wanted to let everyone know that I came to the realization after clearing snow off my new car inventory the other day that Foster Motors has too many new vehicles. So after a brief manager's meeting, we've decided to offer you Foster Motors employee pricing on all in-stock new vehicles. My goal, move a bunch of new inventory and take in lots of trades. So I'm usually not too big about screaming discounts and payments over the radio, but this is big. How big? How about over $10,000 off a brand new Ram 1500 Crew Cab Bighorn? By the way, the 2019 Motor Trend Truck of the Year, and just announced the 2019 North American Truck of the Year. So I want to invite you in to take advantage of my lack of space. Employee pricing at Foster Motors from now till January 31st. Stop in and see us today to take advantage of this spectacular deal and see why at Foster Motors.
Yeah! Now back to the ice for more Panther hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
6-3, the final score from the Chip Kenyon 85 Arena here on the campus of Middlebury College. Bruce Seaman with you for the Three Squares Cafe postgame show. The Panthers splitting this weekend after losing yesterday 4-3 to the Colby College Mules. They come back with a strong effort this afternoon and beat the Bowdoin College Polar Bears by a score of 6-3. Middlebury up 2-1 at the end of the first period, 3-2 at the end of the second period, and then in this third period, scoring three goals to Bowdoin's one and winning this game by a score of 6-3. Time right now to take a look at the three stars in this afternoon's game as chosen by the attending media, who would be me. Star number three from the Panthers, number 77, Cole Jocelyn. Cole had two important assists today, picking up points 8 and 9 on the season. He is our third star of the game. Our second star of the game, also from the Panthers, number 29, Charlie Parsons. He picked up points 4 and 5 today with an important goal and an assist. And our number one star of the game today with two goals, points 3 and 4 on the season. He got his first and second goal of the year. Mitch Allen with two goals, our number one star tonight, as the Panthers win this game by a score of 6-3. When we come back, We'll take a final look at the NESCAC scoreboard, the Fire and Ice NHL scoreboard. We'll look at the Panthers games next week, and we'll have some final thoughts. The final score from the Chip Kenyon 85 Arena, 6-3. The Panthers beat the Bowdoin College Polar Bears. You are listening to the Three Squares Cafe postgame show on Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK and on the One Credit Union Radio Network.
You have reservations with friends and family that you haven't seen in so long. It's going to be great to see everyone again. But then you get a text. Hey there, got stuck at the office. We'll be there in a half an hour, depending upon traffic. Okay, great. That's a long time to stand around and do nothing. Now you're faced with two options. Take your table now, order, and your friends will just have to order when they get there while you sit there with a finished plate. Or you could get your table and fill up on the bread basket until they arrive. At Fire and Ice, there's a third option. The Moose Pub. Get together with friends there or hang out in the bar until the rest of your party arrives. Fire and Ice has been the place where friends and family have gathered for generations. Don't forget, everyone loves getting a Fire and Ice gift card as a gift. And they cater for all occasions for any size group, from 50 to 1,000. Check out their menu or buy a gift card online at fireandicerestaurant.com. Fire and Ice, Seymour Street in Middlebury.
When it comes to dining, you can eat or you can have a dining experience that wows your senses. And for over 10 years, Three Squares Cafe on Main Street in Vergennes has been doing just that, creating fresh and hearty creations using locally sourced ingredients to produce fare with a Vermont flavor that makes it an iconic Vermont eatery. Chef Matt and the team at Three Squares Cafe proudly serve delicious homemade products featuring locally roasted coffees, chocolates, baked goods, pastries, and fabulous homemade soups. Whether it's breakfast, lunch, or dinner at Three Squares Cafe, you're not just eating, you're experiencing gourmet local foods at their very best. Whether you're dining in their vintage dining room or having a craft beer or glass of wine on their inviting patio, Three Squares Cafe in Vergennes has it all. Gluten-free, vegetarian, and vegan options are available too. So the next time you're looking for a dining experience you want to remember and savor, check out Three Squares Cafe on Main Street in Vergennes, where they serve up casual and creative cuisine for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three Squares Cafe on Main Street in Vergennes and at threesquarescafe.com.
Now back to the ice for more Panther hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
Strong effort by the Middlebury College Panthers this afternoon as they have beaten the Bowdoin College Polar Bears 6-3 from the Chip Kenyon 85 Arena. Bruce Zeman with you on the Three Squares Cafe postgame show. The Panthers with an offensive outburst today. Mitch Allen with two goals. Charlie Parson with a goal. Also, Jimmy McKee with a power play goal. Zach Shapiro with one. And Tyler Capello scoring his third goal of the season. So six goals today for the Panthers. They double up the Bowdoin College Polar Bears. 6-3 here from the Chip Kenyon 85 Arena. And go 1-1 this weekend after losing to Colby yesterday. They come back and salvage the weekend with a pretty good effort tonight. Or this afternoon, rather, and beating Bowdoin by a score of 6-3. Taking a look at the NESCAC scoreboard, some games that are going on right now, and some finals. Final scores, we'll take a look at those first. Non-conference action is Amherst, the Mammoths beating Anna Maria, the Amcats, by a score of 2-0. In Williamstown, Williams has doubled up Colby by a score of 6-3. And the other game, that is the final, Wesleyan shutting out Tufts by a score of 3-0. The one other game that is still underway at the start of the third period, Conn College leading Trinity by a score of 2-1. Taking a look right now at the Fire and Ice Restaurant out-of-town NHL scoreboard, a couple of games that are underway or completed. The one final game that is over and was completed earlier today, the Anaheim Ducks beating the New Jersey Devils by a score of 3-2. The other game that is underway right now, the Colorado Avalanche just pounding the Los Angeles Kings by a score of 7-1. Other games that are going on today, or at 7 o'clock tonight, I should say, the Senators and Blues, Jets and Stars, the Rangers and Bruins, Flyers and Canadiens, Sharks and Lightning. Those games are at 7 o'clock. At 8 o'clock, the Panthers taking on the Predators. At 9 o'clock, it's the Columbus Blue Jackets against the Minnesota Wild. And the two late games, the Pittsburgh Penguins out visiting the Vegas Golden Knights at 10. And also at 10, the Calgary Flames visiting the Edmonton Oilers. The Fire and Ice Restaurant out-of-town NHL scoreboard here on Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK. But the final score, 6-3. in favor of the Middlebury Panthers. They double up the Bowdoin College Polar Bears. And for the Panthers, they've got an interesting week. It's a busy week. Coming up this Tuesday, that is January 22nd, they will be taking on the Norwich University Cadets here in a non-conference game at 7 o'clock. We'll have all the action with the pregame show starting at 6:30. And then the Panthers go on the road to play two games that they probably should win both of. They're taking on Conn College and Tufts, two teams that at least right now are below them in the standings. So in terms of getting points, needed points in the conference, those are games that I'm sure the Panthers would like to have. But that is going to do it for us today. The final score here from the Chip Kenyon 85 Arena, the Panthers beating the Bowdoin College Polar Bears by a score of 6-3. Want to thank you for joining us this afternoon. Hope you enjoyed our broadcast. On behalf of our engineer, Jimmy Tai, who did his usual awesome job, I am Bruce Zeman. Want to thank you for listening. Again, we will join you next Tuesday night as the Panthers take on the Norwich University Cadets here from the Chip Kenyon 85 Arena. But the final score, Middlebury 6 and Bowdoin 3. You've been listening to Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK and on the One Credit Union Radio Network. Good night, everybody.
You've been listening to Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
Panther Hockey on the One Credit Union Radio Network is brought to you in part by LaBerge Insurance Agency, Foster Motors, Woodware, Monument Farms of Weybridge, the A. Johnson Lumber Company of Bristol, Lunchmat, Cheer Chevrolet, Free Squares Cafe, Martin's Hardware, Bristol and Middlebury, Fire and Ice Restaurant, Autumn Gold Jewelry, Lathrop's Forest Products, Sanderson Ducharme Funeral Services, National Bank of Middlebury, Denneker Chevrolet, and Mike's Fuels of Bridport and Brandon.
For a complete schedule of sports heard on 92.1 WVTK and more information, visit 921WVTK.com. Thanks for listening. This has been a local sports production on Addison County's 92.1 WVTK.